news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The Senate continues working on its version of President Trump's Big Beautiful Bill. Senators pulling another all-nighter, taking up a series of Democrat amendments, one after another. They call it a voterama. Republican Lindsey Graham argues for extending the Trump tax cuts, saying it will boost the finances of the government and of all Americans.
CBO tells us if we adopt current policy for taxes, we will save $507 billion. The deficit will go down by $507 billion if we do this.
Another GOP senator says that those on his side of the aisle are committed to preserving, protecting, and strengthening Medicaid, despite Democrat claims to the contrary.
Republican Senator Dr. Roger Marshall delivered brief remarks defending the Republican reconciliation bill's Medicaid provision during the voterama. He detailed how the bill would strengthen and preserve the federal program for those who need it the most.
We're going to make sure that your seniors and nurses, that pregnant women, that children, that people on disabilities have Medicaid in the future. We are fiscally making Medicaid more sound.
Florida Senator Rick Scott is circulating text of his amendment to the GOP mega bill that would effectively end a key Medicaid financing mechanism after 2030. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Families of his victims say that Brian Koberger has agreed to plead guilty to murdering four University of Idaho students as part of a deal with prosecutors to avoid the death penalty. A change of plea hearing has been set for tomorrow. The 30-year-old Koberger was arrested in Pennsylvania weeks after the killings. An Idaho sheriff says the man who shot and killed two firefighters was a 20-year-old transient who attacked the first responders after they asked him to move his vehicle. The firefighters were ambushed as they responded to a fire set by the gunman on Canfield Mountain, just north of Coeur d'Alene. Wall Street, Dow futures are down 60 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, it's Mike Rohn. If I have a choice, I like to do business with companies that actually stand for something. That's why I switch from Verizon to Pure Talk. No offense to Verizon, I'm sure they stand for something. I just don't know what it is. Pure Talk, on the other hand, is a veteran-owned company that supports our military in a big way, and I appreciate that. Yeah, I also appreciate unlimited talk and text and plenty of data for half the cost of the big guys, and I do like being on America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. But what I really appreciate is no contract, no cancellation fees, and Pure Talk's commitment to handle all their customer service in this country. I saw it for myself. I went to Georgia, I got a tour of their headquarters, I met their CEO, and I talk to the same customer service folks that you'll talk to when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Switch today and save 50% off your first month when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Pure Talk, a wireless company that actually stands for something.
Good morning, it's 6:03, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. We are The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, and with Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
We have an early delay on 95 into Prince George's County. There is a wreck southbound, very close to Powder Mill Road. Just in the last couple of minutes, the pace has increased a little bit. It's not moving anywhere near the posted limit, but at least a little better as you're coming south from 216 and then towards the Capitol Beltway. So it's still backed up. It looks like the situation may now be on the shoulder. Liberty Road is closed in Carroll County, just to the west of Ridge Road. As you're traveling in that area west of Route 27, there's a building fire there. Could be a house fire. And with that, they have the roadway blocked off. And in the meantime, the roadways are still closed downtown. The fire underground still affecting both Baltimore Street and Guilford Avenue in the immediate downtown area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We are weather alert today as we're tracking the potential for strong to severe thunderstorms, especially late this afternoon into the evening time. Could see some possible flash flooding as well. So make sure to stay weather aware. Temps will be in the 90s today, a little bit cooler and drier on Wednesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Pikesville has 75 degrees. It's warm downtown. Downtown Baltimore already 84 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 6:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Severe storms have left a trail of damage in parts of Baltimore and Harford County. Storms led to tornado and flash flood watches and warnings yesterday afternoon and evening. There were reports of funnel clouds, but no tornado has been confirmed. The storms also brought high winds that downed trees and power lines, leading to power outages. In Bel Air, a lightning strike sparked a fire at the Taylor Ridge condos. According to the state fire marshal's office, no injuries, but 25 residents are temporarily displaced. A chance of a severe weather event again today. Yesterday's severe storms led to a power outage and flooding of the pedestrian tunnel at the Aberdeen Mark Station. The Maryland Transit Administration says the tunnel will likely be closed this morning, and passengers should allow extra time to walk across the overhead pedestrian bridge. The ATA says tickets may be purchased on the train with cash only, and the surcharge will be waived. Some downtown Baltimore roads will be ring closed today as crews continue to repair the damage caused by Saturday's underground fire. City transportation officials say Guilford Avenue between Fayette and Baltimore Streets expected to be closed through the afternoon and possibly into the evening. BGE reported extensive steam damage to underground systems and an investigation is underway. It's 6:06 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Pick 3 lottery number 484. Your pick 4, 8505. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
An extra inning thriller in Arlington.
And that ball's hit well out to right field. And that's carrying well, and it bangs off the top of the wall. One run is in. The throw goes to second base. The tag, though, well, Seager couldn't hold the ball. Two runs score.
Call on the Rangers television network. What a night for Gunnar Henderson and the Birds. A two-run shot in the 10th and a two-run double in the 11th, keying the Birds to a 10-6 11-inning win over the Rangers. After the game, Gunnar on the extra-inning roller coaster that it was.
It was definitely a swing of emotions. It felt like we put it away, and then they responded immediately. And then I was proud of the guys. We came back in the 10th or 11th, whatever it was, and put up some more.
Now, before the game, the Orioles placing Zach Eflin on the 15-day injured list with a lower back strain. They called up Brandon Young, who will start tonight in place of Charlie Morton, who's now sidelined with a low-grade tendonitis in his right elbow. Morton expected to start Friday in Atlanta. A blockbuster trade in the NFL yesterday involving multiple All-Pros. The Dolphins sending All-Pro cornerback Jalen Ramsey and tight end Jonnu Smith to the Steelers in exchange for All-Pro safety Minka Fitzpatrick and a draft pick swap. Coming up in 30 minutes, today's the day that college sports are no longer amateurs. And that is Stein on Sports.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor. From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
We ain't gonna take it. Good morning to you. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland. It's Tuesday, July 1st, 2025. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliott.
Coming up in this hour, there was a takeover of the streets at Harbor East over the weekend. And where are the police, many are asking. AOC, well, she's in love with climate change. Really wants to push that. That's the most important thing that we need to discuss right now. But top story here today is the day that the largest tax increase in the history of Maryland, record fee increases, permit increases, take effect today on July 1, 2025 to help grapple this and close this $3 billion budget deficit, which, by the way, the Democrats drove the car into the ditch. Not only into the ditch, right over the side of the cliff. So the increases today include a increase in vehicle excise tax, a doubling of the vehicle emissions inspection fee from $14 to $30, higher taxes on cannabis and sports wagering, new rental car tax will be introduced, and the state income tax will rise for those earning more than $500,000 a year. The statewide hiring freeze is also underway today. And the tech tax, that's the 3% on some tech firms, software firms, things of that nature, that is expected to generate nearly $500 million.
Half a billion.
And as you imagine, many business owners are upset. But again, Governor Wes Moore defended the tax hikes.
We're transforming Maryland into a state that is unapologetically pro-business and unapologetically pro-growth, and not just in words, but also in deeds.
I don't know what manual he's reading from.
How can you be pro-growth when you get taxed somebody's butt off?
Yeah. Pro-growth and pro-business, it is anathema to growth. It is exactly what you don't want to do, that if you're not trying to drive business. Maybe it's pro-business out of the state. Maybe that's what he means, because that's what's coming. But lo and behold, the governor is out of town today. The governor nowhere to be found in the state of Maryland, where he imposed the draconian tax increase. He is now on, he's in Aspen, Colorado. Mm-hmm. That's where he is right now. It's luxury ski resort at venue called the Leadership That Lifts Us panel discussion, including Golden State Warriors coach Steve Kerr at the Aspen Ideas Festival, which is largely, you know, a bunch of lefties, get together and, you know, how do we screw Trump? I mean, that's basically, and in the case of Governor Moore, it's all about a fundraiser.
Yeah.
$6,000 per person so he can raise money for his, next gubernatorial race?
Mm-hmm.
You got to go to Colorado to raise money for a state race? What am I missing here?
Well, I do know that when he gets back into the state, there'll be people who are saying, where is your ass been?
Yeah. Well, the question here is, who paid for this travel out to Aspen? Are Maryland taxpayers footing the bill? I don't know. I'm asking the question. I don't know if he paid out of campaign funds or if Aspen footed the bill. No idea. It's a question that somebody needs to ask the governor, because is it really in our best interest for the state of Maryland to be paying for the governor to go raise money in Colorado while he punishes us with the largest tax increase in the history of Maryland? We have more reaction to that coming up in just a moment.
Well, he did, of course, have the state of Maryland pay for all the excess crabs that Chuck Whitaker had during the Chuck Whitaker roast, so it's only fair.
Governor Moore's out there going, work, 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 work,
yes,
work.
Yes, exactly.
Hello, boys. I missed you.
That's
work,
right.
Work.
Gotta love
Governor
Mel Brooks.
Just think of your secretary, Governor. Okay.
Yes.
Give the governor a rumph.
A rumph.
A rumph. Revan. All right. Now, the wreck on 95 South at 216, make that Powder Mill Road after 216 on the shoulder now. So it's loosening up a little bit, but they're still looking at it because there's a trooper in that area. So a little slow on the way down to the Capitol Beltway. If you're out early in Carroll County, that was a dwelling fire closing Liberty Road to the west of Route 27 at Ridge Road. So there's a local detour underway there. We had a house explosion overnight in Rosedale. This is a local deal, and I'm short still blocked off, 8100 block of Callow Lane in Rosedale. So not one of the big surface streets there, but a local road that probably is going to be blocked off with that investigation. Do not see any problems right now at the tunnels. Beltway traffic looks good. We'll be watching. It looks like the contractor may be setting up on I-95 northbound at Route 24 in Harford County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, another warm and muggy start to the day today, and a high in the lower 90s today, potential for strong, severe storms later on this afternoon into evening. Yesterday we had a tornado warning in effect all the way up until 5:30, but more flash flood, damaging wind gusts possible. Better weather on Wednesday, but the weekend, good news there, the Independence Day weekend holiday is looking really nice. Cooler,
oh, good.
Drier, and it's going to be a really nice Independence Day weekend, so that's good news. Right now, it is 76 in Pikesville, 78 in Annapolis. Time for some one-liner news, and over the next 5 years, the WNBA will expand to 18 teams. The expansion teams will be added in Cleveland, Detroit, and Philadelphia. President Trump signed an executive order to keep men out of women's athletics, so don't expect to see LeBronica James or Stephanie Curry.
About
is the league, we're going to have to get Gary Stein on this, but is the league doing that well? They can expand to three teams. I know Caitlin Clark is putting fannies in the seats, but they need a whole league of Caitlin Clarks to expand this much.
Sure. Well, they're not banking on Caitlin Clark. What they're banking on is the interest that she has generated in the sport totally. And their guess is, because they're not paying these people $500,000 a year, their guess is they'll be able to generate enough revenue to justify it.
Right, here's the $64,000 question. Have you watched a single second of the WNBA since Caitlin Clark has entered the league?
Oh, yeah.
I have not. Chuck, have you?
Yeah. No.
So, I just don't. There's more interest, but it is enough to expand the three teams.
We'll see.
I don't think so.
If Caitlin Clark came here to play and she was not going to be on the bench, I'd be trying to get tickets. As Gary mentioned yesterday, the day before yesterday, when she was available to play and coming out here, the ticket prices were $200 each.
Yeah.
They dropped down to $8 each.
Some sucker will pay that, but it could have been me, I tell you that right now.
I think she does better with the, I don't know what the other girl's name is, but they seem to fight all the time.
Angel Reese.
Yeah, there you go.
From Randallstown.
They should do an MMA thing in the
ring. There you go. I would pay for that.
I would go see that.
743,000 pounds of Geyser's Bologna products have been recalled nationwide due to misbranding.
That's not
bologna. Yeah. My Bologna has a first name. It's
R-E-C-A-L-L-E-G-H-U-C-K.
Yeah. By the way, the reason why they recalled the products, undeclared meat.
Undeclared meat.
So bologna contains mystery meat? Who knew?
That's what we used to say about Eddie Appelfeld. He was undeclared meat, wasn't he?
James Bond fans are skeptical about rumors that Tom Holland will be playing the famous 007 because he's too adorable.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of these names that are being floated over the weekend about the new Bond 26 is what they're calling it. I don't like any of them. I like a rugged, ruthless Bond. And I'm going to throw a name out there right now. I don't care if he's old or not. Jason Statham, I think, is incredible.
Yeah. I think, actually, Idris Elba would be a good Bond.
Idris Elba?
Yeah.
So you're going to completely blow off the books because Bond was a white dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're ready to go woke with James Bond.
No, I'm ready to go to the actor who I think would do a good job playing the part.
Okay. But it has nothing to do with the actual character of the book.
And with that, you can be quiet now.
Okay, then.
All right, well, the story caused of higher education, some college students are turning to apps like GoFundMe to afford tuition.
No kidding.
Yeah. So they're trying to raise money to afford school. Yeah, look.
It's not a bad idea.
It's not a bad idea, but, most of these students that do that will probably be graduating and end up driving for Uber. I mean, that's the way it goes,
Yeah.
At Wimbledon, the players must wear all white, but with the amount of sweating going on right now, it's very hot in the UK. It looks less like the world's most prestigious tennis tournament, more like a wet T-shirt contest. It's that bad. I mean,
see, the one player had to give somebody in the stands his water bottle.
Yeah. And they've had to, you know, they've got to change, like, in between sets. It's that bad. The new illegal alien detention center in the Florida Everglades has been dubbed Alligator Alcatraz. It opens today. Visit from President Trump. Governor DeSantis will be there.
Had an email from his office yesterday saying about the opening.
Did he invite you for a personal tour?
It was an open invitation for us to come down, but it's 3.5 hours for me.
You know, apparently they want you there because they've heard you've got alligators up your backside here most of the time.
Every morning.
Every morning.
6 to 9.
Exactly. It's going to hold 5,000 illegal aliens and it'll be protected by alligators and pythons. I just think that they missed an opportunity here. Alligator Alcatraz it really sparked the left into their, you know, protests and so on. If they would have called it Gator World, okay, I think that it would go a long way to kind of ease some of the protestations. You
know, they're screaming about this thing, and this airport, this runway, has been there for years and years and years. And they're not doing anything different. They didn't even move any dirt. And they're saying, well, you know, you're going to interrupt the alligators and the snakes. And blah, 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 blah. That stuff has already been there.
That's a croc.
It's a croc. Thank you.
Right. I've just signed up for the alien patrol. You know, you get in one of those big fan boats in the Everglades.
Mm-hmm.
And
where are you going to run? You're going to run right into the swamp.
Right.
Ain't nobody going to do that.
Good luck with that.
Yep.
All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. It is 6:20, 20 minutes after. Up next, a major news story that happened 3 weeks ago that has been blacked out and has gotten no coverage. I just confirmed it moments ago. We'll also get into the tax increase here. We'll get more reaction from business owners. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch. IPSvirtual.com. Thank you again.
Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine. And also, we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM. In Hartford County.
Twenty-two minutes after the hour here on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Bob is in Pasadena. Good morning, Roberts.
Good morning.
Hey, bud. Yes, sir.
I just wanted to add that there's another place where there's one way on, one way off, surrounded by alligators, and it's Parris Island, South Carolina.
Here you go.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. Boot camp.
Yeah.
Boot camp for the illegals.
It's intentionally designed that way because you can't get away.
No, you can't. You are a captive audience for what, 6 to 8 weeks or something.
Yeah, my older brother was a Marine. That's where he trained.
Yeah. It's a great... Well, the DIs will have a lot of fun with them, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Bob, thanks for the call. That's a great thing you pointed out there. All right, coming up next, of course, the largest tax increase in history, $1.6 billion, takes effect today in the state of Maryland. Also, over 500 fees and permits and fines have all been increased in the last two sessions, and they take effect today as well. About 338 this year, was over 200 the year before. So get ready to whip out that wallet and that pocketbook. And we apologize for the phrase whip out. And with
pardon me while I whip this out.
Chuck's the position with Chuck Whitaker.
Back to
anything can't happen, folks.
The sheriff's coming.
What?
I was thinking it's a dangerous thing to say.
Yeah.
It's 6:23, traffic and weather on the threes. Here he is once again, Chuck Whipping Out Whitaker.
Reverend. The southbound 95 wreck at Powder Mill Road still there. It's on the shoulder. We're backed up, almost back to 216. And then I took a look over at the parkway, because a lot of times when that happens, folks head south on the parkway. And now the parkway is backed up from 197 down through Powder Mill Road. So a little bit of overflow traffic there on 295 south. Liberty Road in Carroll County is closed west of Ridge Road at Route 27. There's an active fire call there, and the local traffic there has a detour underway. Nothing major yet at the Beltway in and around 695. Haven't seen the construction yet. We'll be watching for it on 95 northbound in Harford County at Route 24. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Warm, muggy start again today. Highs in the lower 90s again. Potential for a strong, severe storm later on this afternoon into this evening. Flash flood warning. Damaging wind gusts are possible. Better weather is coming starting tomorrow, and the weekend is going to be glorious for summer in July. Right now, 79 in the city, 77 in Millersville. So the largest tax increase in the history of Maryland, $1.6 billion gets imposed today, along with a tech tax, 3% charge on a lot of software firms and some software and other digital companies, with the exception of a carve-out for University of Maryland. Governor Moore is not even in the state to lord over this today. He is out raising money for his next campaign, whatever it's going to be, out in Aspen, Colorado. And financial services representative and real estate executive Tyrone Keyes was asked by Fox 45 what he thought about Governor Moore not even being here during the new tax and fee imposition.
The governor's in Colorado fundraising for higher political aspirations when we have a fiscal crisis here in this state, especially as we look at implementing not just tech tax, but all kinds of taxes and fees are going to go into effect on in July. He needs to be here trying to figure out what we can save.
Yeah, by 2028, it is projected that the deficit will balloon to $2 billion. So they're crowing about a surplus this year, and then each year it just gets worse and worse and worse. And we're going to be back in either a special session later this fall, or maybe even have to deal with it again next year. This is a patch, and it's done on the backs of Maryland taxpayers, of Maryland's retirees, of Maryland's business owners. And speaking of which, here's small business owner Todd Huff. I think he was on the county council one time. Todd talking about how it's going to hurt Maryland businesses.
He promises that he's going to help out the small business guys and to help out the middle class consumers and all that. But he hasn't done anything except turn around and hurt every single one of us.
Yeah. Every single business is going to be hurt, and a lot of taxpayers. And again, just because your income tax doesn't go up doesn't mean you're going to be paying a lot more. Let's take a call here from Alvin in Parkville. Good morning, Alvin.
Yeah, how you doing, boss? I'd like to get about this motor vehicles. I got my tag renewal, $135. That's a joke. What happened to when it used to be $15 and $20 for Ford, Chevrolet, and Plymouth?
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. The registration fees have gone, they've skyrocketed.
Yeah, this mayor, this governor, they are a tar and feather them, because all they're doing is they're robbing. They're worse than Jesse James.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think we should bring back tarring and feathering.
I mean, believe it. Yeah. Hey, another thing, this cable company, every time you get a bill from them, there's some kind of additive on it. When are you going to go after them and break them up like they did the telephone company?
Yeah, well, a lot of that is authorized by the Maryland General Assembly. Yeah. And, you know, they pass these, the 911 fees, the universal fees, the telephone.
Yeah.
We have to pay for telephones for people who can't afford to have telephones. I mean, it's all in these bills, and you got to read them with every line item.
Yeah.
And they never describe or explain what they are. Have you noticed
Why
that?
Why should you pay $8.33 a month for that 911 when you should be charged when you use it? The same way with this Barber County Fire Department. Over here in Rosedale, my neighbor went from here to Franklin Square. They billed her $125 for ambulance for a 10-minute ride. Now, that don't make any sense.
Yeah. Did you, are you in Rosedale? Did you hear the explosion this morning?
Yeah.
There was a house explosion in Rosedale this morning, so we'll have to get more information on that. Alvin, thanks so much for the call. Thanks for listening here. And he's absolutely right. You can tell the frustration in his voice. Like, man, he sounds like he's been here, you know, a long time in Maryland. Yeah. And, you know, again, you watch this, and this is like, you know, Chinese water torture. You know, it's slow, steady, you know, driving people, you know, out of business. They can no longer afford to stay in business. They can't afford to live in most of the state. And a lot of people are leaving the state, retiring elsewhere. And today is the day it just got way more expensive to reside in the state of Maryland.
6:29 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. For those of you who want to join the conversation, telephone number here is 410-WCBM-680. Coming up following the 6:30 news, AOC whining in a committee meeting. And she got her comeuppance very quickly, by the way. Kind of fascinating to hear. And she just went silent after the grown-ups in the room said, let me explain something to you, how things actually work here in Washington, D.C. And Harbor East, yep, boy, I tell you, if you're driving around there, I hope you can do donuts in the middle of an intersection, because apparently that is now approved practice, Sean.
Yeah. But there's our governor. He's out in Aspen. Big reception in support of Maryland Governor Wes Moore. $6,000 a ticket. We're probably paying for that.
Yeah.
6:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce Elliott.
Thank you, Sean. Maryland City Police have arrested two suspects after a deadly June 14th shooting on I-70. Francisco Javier Sanchez Juarez and Jeffrey Joju Diaz of Howard County face charges that include first-degree murder, and they're being held without bond at the Frederick County Detention Center. Investigators say the shooting happened near Route 27 when shots were fired into a pickup truck carrying six men. Eduardo Alvarado Uria was dead at the scene. Investigators say the victims were shot after leaving an event at the Frederick Fairgrounds. Some downtown Baltimore roads will remain closed today as crews continue to repair the damage caused by Saturday's underground fire. City transportation officials say Guilford Avenue between Fayette and Baltimore Street expected to be closed through the afternoon and possibly into the evening. BGE has reported extensive steam damage to underground systems, and an investigation is underway. Anne Arundel County Police say a 15-year-old and a 17-year-old are facing charges after a stolen car crash in Glen Burnie. Officers called to the wreck at Baltimore Annapolis Boulevard and Orchard Road just after midnight last night after a witness saw two people running away from the scene. Police determined the vehicle was stolen. They spotted another car leaving the area with the headlights off. Officers approached the two people. They tried to run away. Not successful. They were taken into custody. Police said the car they also exited was also stolen. And Marylanders who buy cannabis from dispensaries will be paying more starting today. Welcome to the new tax structure. The state's cannabis tax increasing from 9% to 12% as part of the budget plan passed by lawmakers in Annapolis and signed by Governor Wes Moore. Some dispensary owners say they are concerned that the tax increase will send customers back to illegal sources for marijuana. Coming up on 6:32 on WCBM in 60 seconds, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Pick three. Lottery number is 484. Your pick 4, 8505. And now at 633.
Traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
Some slowing now at the Old Harbor Tunnel as you're coming in towards the O'Donnell Street ramp. Speed reduction only, but you are backed up right through there going into 895. 95, a little busier, but nothing out of the ordinary there at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. The west side outer loop now has filled in from Liberty Road down through I-70 towards Route 40 West. 95 south at Powder Mill Road, that wreck is still there in Prince George's County. It's on the shoulder, backed up towards 216. Some of the overflow traffic now creating a delay, and the parkway is slow from 175 going south, eventually down to the Capitol Beltway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We are weather alert today as we're tracking the potential for strong to severe thunderstorms, especially late this afternoon into the evening time. Could see some possible flash flooding as well, so make sure to stay weather aware. Temps will be in the 90s today, a little bit cooler and drier on Wednesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rapid radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscription ever. A great alternative to a mobile phone for your kids. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com and you'll get 60% off, free UPS shipping. Add code radio and get an extra 5% off.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Birds opened a three-game set last night in Texas, and what a wild affair it was. Pick it up in the 10th inning. Gunner at the plate with the game tied at three.
Infield back. Here's the 1-2 pitch, and that ball's hit well. Deep out to right field. Oh, no. That's gone. Gunnar Henderson.
He said, oh, my, how about that? Call on Rangers TV, Gunner's two-run shot, part of a three-run 10th, matched by the Rangers, though, in the bottom of the 10th. So now we go to the 11th, and guess what? Gunner strikes again.
And that ball's hit well out to right field, and that's carrying well, and it bangs off the top of the wall. One run is in. The throw goes to second base. The tag, though. Well, Seager couldn't hold the ball. Two runs.
Four extra inning runs batted in for Gunner, and the O's finally subdue the Rangers 10-6, the final in 11. What a game it was. After the game, manager Mancelino on his range of emotions during the final two innings.
A little bit of disbelief at times, you know, even both on offense and when we're throwing the ball on defense, too. So, you know, that's just a kind of a classic. You know, I told Klimek that.
Before the game, Zach Eflin placed on the 15-day IL. Brandon Young called up to start tonight because Charlie Morton now has been moved back to Friday night with low-grade tendonitis in his elbow. According to MLB.com's Mark Feinsand, multiple league executives have told him that if the Orioles decide to sell at the deadline, they would be the number one team for most teams to look at. Among those that could be available, Cedric Mullins, Ramon Laureano, Ryan O'Hearn drawing a lot of interest, Zach Eflin, Tomo Sugano, and Charlie Morton, as well as catcher Gary Sanchez. Starting today, July 1st, 2025, Division I college schools will be allowed to pay athletes directly as a result of a settlement ending three antitrust lawsuits against the NCAAs. This brings an official end to amateurism in college sports. The salary cap, just north of $20 million per school. Local universities are affected. Maryland has announced it plans to spend the maximum allowed on its players. Navy is exempt because they do not offer athletic scholarships at all. Towson, Coppin State, and Morgan State have opted in. Loyola is assessing the situation, but has not opted in at the moment, and UMBC has elected not to opt in at all. Blockbuster move by the Steelers, acquiring all-pro cornerback Jalen Ramsey and tight end Jonnu Smith from the Dolphins, and Miami will receive Minkah Fitzpatrick, a three-time all-pro. The time now is 6:37. When we return, more on college athletes getting paid.
Attention, federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
So we're going to officially call them from now on the College Division of Pro Sports.
Okay.
You know, so the football will be the College Division Division of the NFL, College Division of the NBA, etc. I did look it up, and you guys had asked off-air, do they have a union, right? Is there a union now? Like, what are the ramifications here? They do not. College athletes do not have a union like the NBA and the NFL.
Yet.
That's true, because there is such a thing called the National College Players Association, the NCPA, that has formed, and it's trying to make this happen. Correct.
Oh, okay.
So that's what it's going to be.
I think another effect is that you're going to see, just like in the pros, I know the Panthers just signed a bunch of their players, like Brad Marchand and Sam Bennett, because they want to stay in Florida because it's a low-tax state.
That's true, too.
I think you're going to see a lot of these players flock, because of the money, to Florida, to Texas, to Tennessee. Those that are low-tax states are going to have an advantage now, an additional advantage in recruitment.
And also, and this is what led to Kevin Willard's departure from Maryland, players are going to now determine what colleges pay what sports more. Like, for instance, Alabama will probably pay more for football than they will for basketball. So now there's like it's like a jigsaw puzzle.
Yeah.
You know, players, I don't like it. I don't think any one of us like it.
Nope.
But this is really turning into an interesting situation here, which probably...
never thought we'd see it years ago.
Absolutely.
Things change, you know, the more they change. All right, thanks so much.
You got
appreciate it. 6:39:21 before the hour of 7 o'clock. Just real briefly, this happened 3 weeks ago, and I want to make sure that we get this out there because this is a huge story. This is out of the Jerusalem Post, that the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation, which is an NGO, Israel and U.S. backed, means that we have people that work there. Mm-hmm. We fund it. Hamas has murdered 12 American aid workers. Others are being tortured in Gaza because they're trying to scare them off because Hamas wants complete control of all food and aid in the Gaza Strip. Nobody's reporting this. State Department just spent $30 million over there in money and aid to help the Palestinians in Gaza Strip. And we have American workers that are being gunned down. They're being murdered in cold blood because of Hamas. Where's the
security?
Yeah, where's the security? Where is the coverage of this? I found it in the Jerusalem Post. There's not a single American news. I'm sorry, the New York Times. The New York Times did mention something about, it says 8 workers. They didn't say they were American. 8 workers were killed 3 weeks ago. So this is a huge story, but nobody wants to cover it.
It's amazing. 6:40 right now. Talk radio 680 WCBM. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez on the inside track right now, becoming the Democrat nominee next time around for the presidency. Yeah, it could actually happen. But the nice thing is that when you go to a state dinner, you know the drinks will be made, right? Anyway, yesterday she was in a hearing, and she got a little bit upset because somehow the Republicans weren't paying quite as much attention to her priorities as she wanted them to do.
I would like to do my job, and I try not to get out of my job at every opportunity. So given the fact that we have convened former governor of California and Senator Whitehouse here, we're here to talk about the very pressing issue of cutting our carbon emissions and saving our planet, and we have an entire political party that's trying to get out of their job, adjourn this hearing, and I just want to know what the reason for such a disrespect of our process would potentially be.
My first response would be, does cheese come with that wine?
Yeah.
Honest to God.
I would ask her, how does cutting our carbon emissions save the planet if China and India aren't?
Yeah.
How do you save the planet when only maybe 5 countries are trying to cut emissions when the rest of them are saying, yeah, go pound sand?
Well, she was very upset about this, Sean. You can see, and she was very intense that some other Republicans didn't care about climate change to the degree that she thought they should. And then reality slapped her smack in the face. Kelly Armstrong is a congressperson from North Dakota.
The oil industry is the second largest industry in my state. My constituents expect me to be here. We are running an impeachment hearing down in the basement
Wait,
of the Capitol
right
now. It's about the economy of the state of North Dakota and my constituents.
And North Dakota. This isn't
I want to participate in this hearing, but I also feel the need to be in the skiff because we're only one of 3 committees that's allowed to be in the room. I can do a lot of things. I can't be 2 places at once.
And then Jim Jordan, who's actually chairing this little hearing, he added his voice.
We've expressed this last week about having 2 things going on at the same time. It's not like we haven't talked about this, but you guys continue to do hearings at the same time there are depositions going on. And as the gentleman from North Dakota said, we can't be 2 places at once. You talk about wanting to do your job. Yeah. There's no way to do that when you have to be two places at once.
And just to be clear, there was exactly one Democrat in the room when this started.
Yeah, when they started, yeah. There you go, folks.
Yeah. Oh, man. JB writes in, he says, even if Governor Moore was paying for it, we are paying his salary while he's on all of these trips. Mm-hmm. That is so true. When you're governor, you can't take the day off. Okay, you're the governor in perpetuity, at least until next election.
Whichever comes first.
Right.
643, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, here he is in full Blazing Saddles mode this morning, Chuck Whitaker.
Well, just so you know, that's when, when he's out there, he's going, I missed you, boys. Good morning. 895 is still slowing. It's a speed reduction. It's backed up now towards the Erdman Avenue ramp. So it's definitely slow, but it's moving, but it's just a kind of slow on 895 south. Have not seen anything so far out of the ordinary at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, just looking back towards the O'Donnell Street ramp, because a lot of times we start to see the overflow from the Old Harbor Tunnel. It's a little bit slow here at O'Donnell Street, top of the hill to the Keith Avenue ramp, and then into the tunnel on 95. No reason to detour. Are just going to have to work your way through it. Right now, I would say about a 10-minute delay and building at both the harbor tunnels. There's some emergency road work underway. It looks like some kind of utility work on Liberty Road in the center lane right around Milford Mill Road. We're still slow from the earlier wreck, but improving. 95 South, the wreck was in Prince George's County at Powder Mill Road. It was on the shoulder. House fire, that is, and a call there that the roadway is still blocked in Carroll County. Liberty Road is affected to the west of Ridge Road at Route 27. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Tuesday. Another warm and muggy start to the day. Highs today, lower 90s. And again, chance for a strong, severe storm into the afternoon or evening hours. Flash flood, damaging wind gusts possible. But the better weather is coming over the next several days. Independence Day weekend looks to be really, really nice. So your cookouts and your parades and your fireworks and your crab feast all going to be really nice this weekend. Make your plans now. Right now, it is 79. In Pasadena, 79 in Dundalk. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon for latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Butterball Johnson.
He's a major dope.
Major dope. That's nice.
All right, folks, today is International Chicken Wing Day.
Chicken wing, hot dog and bologna. Chicken and macaroni, chilling with my homies. Chicken wing,
you didn't know there was a chicken wing song, did you?
I did not know this.
We find these songs everywhere, folks. It's Lank Box is the name of that performer.
Oh, and I thought it was Beyonce.
See what happened to Beyonce?
Yeah, she almost fell out of the car.
Yeah, she was at a concert in Houston, and they had a prop in a car, and it was being raised by cables. And someone, there was a mechanical glitch, or someone didn't pull their weight because the car started tilting.
Yeah.
And she almost fell out of the car.
Whoops.
Told the audience, you're going to catch me, right? No, you would have hit the stage at that point. Golden Arches fans, there's more McValue for your McBuck at McDonald's. Wow.
Oh. That's McSpecial.
The Daily Double Burger has now made its way to the popular McValue menu lineup nationwide. Mm. Daily Double is made with two 100% beef patties, seasoned to perfection, melty American cheese, topped off with shredded lettuce, slivered onions, mayo, and two juicy slices of tomato. Is now available a la carte starting July 22nd. It'll be an entree option in the McValue Meal Deal Bundle. So the new Daily Double. Sort of like a Big Mac.
Yeah.
But you don't get the additional piece of bread in between.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's how they save so much money.
For those of you watching your weight, that might be a better option.
Yeah, always a catch.
The one piece of bread.
One piece of bread, right. Everything, it's a Western sandwich with the wide open spaces.
Yes. So I was in Costco the other day, and I saw they had these huge bags of chips.
Yeah.
And I said, that looks like pretty good, because I like chips with avocado oil, because they're healthier for you. But they were pickle flavored. No. I didn't want a huge bag of pickle flavored chips. Pickles are taking over everywhere. And now the proof: Crystal Farms is now selling dill pickle flavored Monterey Jack cheese. Why?
Why?
Yeah. Why?
Yeah. Get a dill pickle and get your Monterey Jack cheese and eat both at the same time.
Yeah, then it's a canapé.
Well, I guess it saves time. You don't have to open the pickle jar if you want some pickle flavor on your sandwich. And this is Monterey Jack, by the way. It's Crystal Farms Dairy Company making that.
That's all right. I'll pass.
Well, Chuck, you're already fairly familiar with getting pickled.
Yes, he is. Starts,
I'm going to pickle every day. What are you talking
every
about?
Every morning, around 5:30.
5:30?
Yeah.
New change?
you've had a Dole Whip, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
Yeah. Well, now you can get them in your grocery market store as well.
At Disney World.
Yeah, Disney World is where they sell them. Mm-hmm. But now the Dole Whip frozen desserts, the Dole Whip pineapple and mango, are now available at your local grocers and at Costco.
Yeah.
And you find them in the frozen aisle today for just $6.99. Do you have a favorite chicken wing? Is there one that you like more than others? I like the Old Bay chicken wings.
I like the barbecue.
Yeah. Yeah, but you don't like the buffalo wings with the hot sauce? You're not too spicy for you?
Too spicy.
Okay. I like the buffalo sauce with ranch dressing on the side.
Yeah, that's good, too. Sometimes you get a bunch of them. And the smoked wings are really good, too, if you smoke them.
My question is, why didn't we not lead with this story?
Because we want to live people with a good taste in their mouth.
I see. Isn't that hard to smoke a wing? I mean, you can't get the whole thing in your lips.
How do you get the wrap around them?
I would think you'd find out a way to do that.
That's nice.
You're very...
Is that another shot?
No. It's a compliment to your culinary epicurean skills.
I think you'd have a way.
One of the important questions is, do you like the wings with one bone or two bones? There's a technical term for that.
Do you like boneless? They make boneless wings. Not boneless actually wings, but
boneless are my favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah, those poor chickens.
Yeah.
They walk like this.
They're like the rubber chicken you get.
Not
they
a lot of
on
that.
Their knees.
Yeah, let's head out to the boneless chicken ranch. See how those guys are doing out there.
You're a lot shorter than I thought. Sheriff Branford.
They don't move around much, do they?
You sounded a lot taller on the radio.
It's one of those mornings, folks, where we don't have much control at all. All right, thanks so much. Appreciate that. See you in a couple. 6:50, 10 before the hour of 7 o'clock. Coming up next, there was a big disturbance Harbor East over the weekend as the reckless driving and drifting and, you name it, fireworks. And we'll tell you that this happens every summer, and nobody can seem to figure out a way to stop it. We'll discuss. Best of the Morning Drive, available each and every day right here at WCBM.com on our Rumble and Facebook pages. And it's brought to you by the Law Offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Stay and relax with Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills with easy check-in using their digital key. Just download their Hilton Honors app. Whether it's a corporate event in Owings Mills, a leisure event, or get together for drinks at the grill, you can always wake up to a made-to-order delicious breakfast to start your day. Reach out to their sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills at 410-654-0030. You can always count on the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
Hey folks, Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my friends at Wallace Roofing and Construction. Family owned, family operated for over 90 years. Now that is dependability. I've trusted them personally, and so have our listeners right here on WCBM for more than 20 years. Wallace Roofing never uses subcontractors, ensuring top quality work every time. Give them a call today, 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And please tell them Bruce Elliott sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof, MHRC number 1566.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680, WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Well, if nothing else, he's put himself in a position to be one hell of an influencer. I think that's an official job. Now, I'm talking about this guy, Mamdani, Mamdani, who was the communist running for mayor in New York City and actually won the Democrat primary. Well, now all the attention is focused on him and his history and his past statements. But this guy is slick, folks. He is smooth. The way he handles questions very well, media trained. So I think it's entirely possible that the citizens of New York will turn into San Francisco East.
Yeah, well, we've seen it happen in Chicago.
Yep.
We've seen it in San Francisco. We've seen it. Well, why not New York? Of course, New York is the holy grail for the Marxists and socialists. If they can get a hold of New York and get a hold of any major American city. This is a guy that in 2021 was talking about seizing all means of production, which is a Marxist, communist, socialist mantra.
It's kind of hard to say you're a moderate Democrat when you say that kind of stuff.
Yeah, exactly. There's no look. He's a member of the Democrat Socialists of America, so he's an avowed, self-admitted socialist. Now he bristles at the communist label. He doesn't like that, but he's proud socialist. But I'm not a communist. So he's, but then he opens up his mouth and proves that he is.
Yeah, get out the dictionary, check definitions of terms,
right?
And see where, I mean, just take the emotion out of it. Just see what's in your funkin' Wagnalls. 6:53 right now.
And
talk
what?
What? Hello. Talk radio 680 WCBM. It's Chuck Whitaker.
We have delays at the Old Harbor Tunnel, 895 South. It's still backed up right around the Urban Avenue ramp. It's just moving slowly into the tunnel along 895, and now 95 is starting to back up and slow for that traffic coming south from around the Eastern Avenue ramp through O'Donnell Street and then eventually through the Fort McHenry Tunnel. All four lanes are open, and then traffic is okay headed down towards the ramps at Camden Yards at 95 and Russell Street and 395. New Rec, Howard County, some lanes blocked. Route 1 between Montgomery Road and Route 100. The southbound lanes are affected there. The fire call in Carroll County still affecting Liberty Road to the west of Route 27. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, warm, muggy start today. Highs in the lower 90s. And again, a shot for maybe a strong, severe thunderstorm with flash flood, damaging wind gusts possible. So hang in there today. Better weather is on the way, we are told. 76 right now. We have a flood watch for Bel Air and 78 in Middle River.
I got to tell you, Mrs. Ellie, and I share a passion. And that is when you're sitting inside and it begins to rain and the wind begins to blow, it's a wonderful place to be. You watch nature and you're dry and you're warm. But I look outside yesterday and the trees were swaying.
Yeah,
they were moving. I'm thinking, and I live in the forest.
Brad in Woodlawn.
Hey, Brad.
Hey, what's happening, guys? And Butterball. I'm calling up about the car registration.
Yeah.
I have a classic car. I got an Oldsmobile 442.
Wow.
Now this year, the Moore administration is changing the historic tag for renewals. Used to be, starting this year, you could have a car from 2005 and before, and it could be considered historic, 20 years old.
Right.
This year, they are making it 1999 and before, and it's going to be fixed at 1999. So everyone that has the historic vehicle from 2000 to 2005 will have to have their car inspected and regular standard tags acquired for the car, increasing the cost, because historic tags are less than regular yearly tags. But the thing is, pretty much most of the United States figures that a historic vehicle is 20 or 25 years.
Yeah.
This is going to be fixed at 1999. So there will not be, new historic cars being...
Yeah, they're trying to bleed every permit, everything the state has control or minion over. So what is the cost for historical tags versus the regular tags?
About half. I got a question for you, though. I want to make sure I understand this. So it's going to be 1999, so that in 15 years, for a historic vehicle, it's still 1999.
Correct.
In 20 years, 1999. They're going to run out of historic vehicles at some point.
Well,
then they'll change the law. That's what they'll do, change the law. Brad, thanks for bringing that to our attention.
Sure.
Appreciate it. Have a great day. Let's get Joey in Edgewood.
Hey, Joey.
Hello, Joey. Joey could not hang with us or call us back, Joey. So Harbor East had a little problem over the weekend. They had, you know, the drifters, the guys that get together and do donuts in the intersection.
Yep.
This was at Harbor East. I think it was at Fleet and South Central. They were setting off fireworks. I mean, literally, they do these donuts within inches of people that have gathered around. And somebody's going to get really badly hurt in all of this. This goes on every summer. And the residents of Harbor East and downtown said they're really concerned about this behavior.
Yes, I'm very concerned about their safety, as well as the bystanders who are recording these pictures. And this, not only are there amazing businesses down here, but it's also a residential community.
Now, the Maryland State Police have the Maryland Car Rally Task Force, and they dismantled several car rallies over the weekend, including this one at Harbor East. But, you know, it was already well underway by the time they got there. And look, this is illegal behavior.
This is excessive, and it's illegal.
Yeah, and so the question now is, I know that one of the Baltimore City Councilmen, I can't remember which one, I think it was Yitzi Schleifer, I think they introduced a fine of $1,000 and you can be charged with reckless driving, but it doesn't seem to be much of a deterrent.
Let's start with the fine. I think people kind of feel the pain when it comes to their pocket.
Yeah, so the question is, what should the punishment be? They can get these cars and get their licenses on cameras all over the city. Should they impound the car? Do they seize the car?
Seize it.
Do they suspend the person's driver's license? Because it is reckless driving.
Seize the car, sell it.
Do you double the fine? Should it be $2,000, $3,000? At what point do you think it will be a deterrent for people to stop driving recklessly and behaving like this? That is our question du jour. 659, Vinny Steele, your Home Sold Guarantee Realty Company, is going to be able to sell your home once you both agree on the price, the asking price, and the time frame in which you need to sell your home. When you sign the contract on the dotted line, your home is guaranteed to sell. Why? Because that's the way Vinny operates. He's got a database of tens of thousands of buyers ready, willing, and able to purchase your home before it even hits the open market. He's got all sorts of great programs like the Sell Your Home, Stay in Your Home, which is up to 12 months. There's the Home Trade-In Program. And there's the Fixer Upper. If your home needs some work and you don't feel like doing that work or getting involved in all that, they'll do it for you. And so just subtract the cost from the price of the home sale. So call Vinny today, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515. Up next, New York's jihadist, communist, anti-Semitic mayoral candidate. And yes, he is a Democrat.
Yeah.
It's 7 o'clock. You're on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio 680
WCBM Baltimore. News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Once Senate and House negotiators finally resolve President Trump's big, beautiful bill, Congress has another challenge facing it, how to extend tax cuts on health care premiums for working-class Americans. Pollster John McLaughlin just completed a poll for an organization that's leading the fight to stop any increases in health care costs.
The Americans for Balanced Budget, we just did a survey because no one's addressing the healthcare marketplace that protects a lot of working class Americans who pay for their own insurance, may have two jobs, but their employers don't cover them with health insurance, so they have to go buy their own. After they get done with the big, beautiful bill, they've got to extend these tax credits so that working class people, when October hits and people get premium bills, we've got to make sure that they don't get sticker shock.
More on the Americans for a Balanced Budget agenda available on the website stophealthcosthikes.com. President Trump heading to the Florida Everglades today. He'll visit a brand new holding center for criminal illegal immigrants pending deportation.
The detention center is located on an isolated airstrip surrounded by swampland that is filled with mosquitoes, pythons, and alligators.
It is isolated and surrounded by dangerous wildlife and unforgiving terrain.
White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says the facility will hold up to 5,000 detainees. She says the so-called alligator Alcatraz is an efficient, low-cost way to carry out the president's deportation campaign. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu planning a visit to Washington next week. He'll meet with President Trump and others. German prosecutors say a man accused of gathering information on Jews in Berlin, allegedly collecting the data for Iran, has been arrested in Denmark. Wall Street, the Dow futures down 55 points, NASDAQ futures off 61. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're living with pain, see how Relief Factor can help.
I'm an artist, and I'm in my studio. I listen to the radio all day, and I'm hearing the ads about Relief Factor. And I've got pain in my neck, and it's getting worse. And I'm thinking, well, I'm going to go ahead and order this. 2 weeks later, I've got much better range of motion. If you're experiencing pain at a certain point in life, I would get Relief Factor.
Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor. Go to ReliefFactor.com and get your 3-week quick start today. Only $19.95.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time and skip the regular line at the airport and pay for speedy security. Imagine not having to quickly unpack and pack at the place you already came packed to, and wearing your shoes the whole time you're there? You can't put a price on that kind of luxury. Well, actually, you can, and you paid for it. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for speedy security. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
703, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
Very slowing on the Beltway now, the outer loop around Hartford Road into Towson, the west side, not quite 795, but almost 795 down through Frederick Road and then better towards Wilkins Avenue. Both the tunnels are looking at delays anywhere from 10 to 15 minutes right now, both on 95 and 895 south. The wreck in Howard County is affecting the southbound lanes of Route 1, basically between Montgomery Road and the ramp and the bridge at Route 100. So if you're traveling south, you may have to stay on 95 through there. Some earlier problems on 95 towards the Capitol Beltway pretty much are gone, but left us with heavy traffic on the Parkway southbound. And we're getting the normal delays on the Parkway coming up from Powder Mill Road through the ramps at 197. And looks like that fire call in Carroll County is still affecting Liberty Road in that area just to the west of Route 27. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We are weather alert today as we're tracking the potential for strong to severe thunderstorms, especially late this afternoon into the evening time. Could see some possible flash flooding as well, so make sure to stay weather aware. Temps will be in the 90s today, a little bit cooler and drier on Wednesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Bel Air has 72 degrees. Ellicott City has 76. On Talk Radio 680, WCBM, going to be a steamy, hot day today. Expect thunderstorms late afternoon, early evening. And now the news. A man injured following a Monday night shooting in North Baltimore. Police called to the intersection of Greenmount Avenue and 33rd at around 9:40 last night, where they found the victim suffering from gunshot wounds. Police believe the shooting happened in the 3100 block of Old York Road. Victim was taken to a hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Emergency crews responded to a house explosion in Rosedale as this morning, according to the Baltimore County Fire Department. The explosion occurred on the 8100 block of Callow Lane, leaving the home completely destroyed upon the arrival of emergency personnel. BGE and fire investigators have been requested to assist in the investigation. The fire was brought under control by 3 o'clock this morning, actually by 2:59. Frederick police officer charged with solicitation of a minor and possession of child porn in Pennsylvania. Corporal James Dodson is being held in Adams County after failing to post $250,000 bail during his arraignment. The Frederick Police Department says one of the officers became aware of possible criminal misconduct by Dodson and reported it. Since the alleged conduct took place outside Maryland, Frederick Police referred the matter to the Pennsylvania State Police. And some downtown Baltimore roads will remain closed today as crews continue to repair the damage caused by Saturday's underground fire. 7:06 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Lottery numbers, pick 3 was 484. You pick 4, 8505. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hi, I'm attorney Stephen Friedman. You know, my dad was a lawyer for 20 years before starting his own practice, the law offices of Michael Friedman. And over that time, besides honing his legal skills, he learned what clients want and expect from a firm. For example, it seems many businesses today do whatever is possible to keep you from talking to a live person. At our firm, we do the exact opposite. It's a priority to assure you speak to a real person who actually knows what they're talking about. For starters, our receptionist was an insurance company claims adjuster for years, and all our staff are experienced and knowledgeable. If you call after hours or on the weekends, we have a live answering service who we've worked with for years and know exactly how to immediately get in touch with us. You won't have to wait 24 hours or for the next business day to get a call back. Normally, you'll hear from us the next hour. So if you or a loved one have been injured by any negligent act, please call the law offices of Michael Friedman, 410-363-6848 for a free consultation. And there is never a fee unless we win.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 705 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. Extra inning drama last night in Texas as the Birds played 3 in the 10th, matched by the Rangers, and then 4 in the 11th. Ramon Laureano, part of that.
1974. This one ripped out into left field. That's a base hit. Good start at second for Vasquez. He'll score. And Holiday gets to third base. It's a double for Laureano.
His call on Rangers television. What a season for Ramon Laureano. 4 hits yesterday. 3 runs scored. Birds stopped the Rangers 10-6 and 11. A sidebar, starting pitcher Trevor Rogers batted twice last night for Baltimore because Gary Sanchez had to come in and catch after starting the game at DH. He didn't want to make a double switch there. Manager Mancelino after the game on Rogers.
I told him that if he swung the bat, I was going to fine Gunnar Henderson $10,000 in the middle of the game. And he kind of smirked, and I think he thought I was joking. So Gunnar Henderson owes me $10,000.
Rogers 0-for-2 with 2 strikeouts in the game. Good pitch game for Rogers as well. 5 1/3, 2 runs allowed. College athletes or amateurs, no more, as schools can begin paying them directly today. The salary cap is $20.5 million, set to incrementally increase year over year. NFL trade yesterday, a blockbuster. Jalen Ramsey and Jonnu Smith to the Steelers. Minkah Fitzpatrick to the Dolphins. And finally, the WNBA announcing a 3-team expansion to 18 teams over the next 5 years. Cleveland in 28. Detroit in 29, Philadelphia in 2030. Coming up in 30 minutes, another Terp now in the NBA. And that is Stein on Sports.
Since 1902, Farnan and Dermer has been Maryland's trusted name in HVAC. Family owned for 5 generations, they're the comfort guys that you can count on. Like with a $99 AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. If you need a new system, how about 0% financing for up to 60 months and rebates up to $7,000? Call 410-367-7777 or visit AC Baltimore. And don't forget to tell them Gary told me to call. Farnan and Dermer, keeping Maryland comfortable for over 120 years.
From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, from Oriole Park to Brooklyn Park, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. Thanks for tuning us in here this morning on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, making us part of your day. It's Maryland's wake-up call. It's the right choice for Maryland. And you can join us here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Hartford County. Coming up in this hour, it is the largest health care fraud bust in history. Wait till you hear the numbers. They're staggering.
Yeah.
And Maryland's role in that bust. Marilyn Mosby is now speaking out now that she's a free woman, and we'll hear from her. Also, top story here today, though, is that Zohran Mamdani, he is the jihadist, global intifadist, anti-Semitic communist that has captured the Democrat nomination for mayor of New York City. He had an opportunity to condemn some of what he has advocated.
Actually, multiple opportunities.
My point is that you're not going to condemn it because you said it in the first place. So this idea now they're trying to get him to condemn it, he can't possibly go back on it. It's up to the voters of New York. If this is what you want 24 years after 9/11, if this is the kind of individual you want leading you, God help us.
Well, you know, if this is the kind of thing, if the Democrat Party stays behind this guy for mayor, there are an awful lot of Jewish voters in the Upper East Side and the Upper West Side who are going to say, nope, not Democrat for me anymore. They're going to walk away because this guy, how is it put? It's his anti-Semitism isn't coy or sly. It's out there and it's ugly. There's no two ways about it. For example, a conversation he had just yesterday, he was asked about, you said this term, globalize the infantata. The Intifada. Infantata, yeah. You globalize the Intifada.
That sounds like a Mexican dish.
Really, it's very nice. A little bit of chalupa on it. But he said, are you willing to modify your view on that?
That's not language that I use. The language that I use and the language that I will continue to use to lead this city is that which speaks clearly to my intent, which is an intent grounded in a belief in universal human rights. And ultimately, that's what is the foundation of so much of my politics, the belief that freedom and justice and safety are things that, to have meaning, have to be applied to all people, and that includes Israelis and Palestinians as well.
Okay, but it is the language you've used. I mean, you're the one who said it. So when you say that's not the language I would use, well, I mean, look, the guy is slick. I mean, that's really, this is a polished answer. This is federal office level stuff. I mean, he is very, very good. So he was asked a second time by the interviewer. I said that the Intifada stuff, said it's important. Are you willing to condemn that phrase, globalize the Intifada, or at least give us some idea of why we are misunderstanding what you're saying?
In my campaign, I've put forward a commitment to increase funding for anti-hate crime programming by 800%. I don't believe that the role of the mayor is to police speech. Ultimately, what I think I need to show is the ability to not only talk about something, but to tackle it and to make clear that there's no room for anti-Semitism in this city. We have to root out that bigotry, and ultimately we do that through the actions, and that is the mayor I will be, one that protects Jewish New Yorkers and lives up to that commitment through the work that I do.
Now, this is classic. Again, he has been one of the more obvious anti-Semites in New York politics for quite some time. And now he's saying there's no room for it. Why? Because he's done the poll testing. Now, he's run the focus groups. He has to sum up what distance between himself and his previous statements without saying he rejects his previous statements. The guy is a slime, but he's a slick slime.
Yeah, we'll talk about his voting block in New York coming up in just a moment.
713 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, it is Chuck the Whitaker.
We just made a quick check through Annapolis. All is well. Most of the traffic, of course, westbound from Stevensville across the main span over to Ritchie Highway, the Severn River Bridge, and then towards I-97. But if you're heading eastbound, everything is open there. The two lanes are clear going across the main span towards Route 8. And through that area, minor buildup just beginning, little speed reduction now. The usual spot at I-97 southbound at Route 32. If you're downtown, again, this morning, Baltimore Street, Guilford Avenue, still closed. They had the underground fires over the weekend. They're closed, and they say they may be closed until later this afternoon, so we'll check on that. A wreck in Howard County. Southbound Route 1 is affected between Route 1 and Montgomery Road and down to the ramp at Route 100. And the fire call from early this morning in Carroll County still affecting Liberty Road to the west of Route 27. You'll have about maybe 10, 15 minutes at the most now with the heavy traffic south at both the harbor tunnels. Pretty typical ride and the normal delays right now on the Beltway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, another warm and muggy start to the day. It is summertime, highs lower 90s. Again, maybe a thunderstorm, strong, severe, gusty winds, damaging winds, flash flooding could be in effect later on this afternoon or this evening. And don't fret, better weather is coming Wednesday, the weekend, Independence Day weekend, looking really, really nice. So let's get through today, and then we can enjoy all of our Independence Day activities. Right now, 79 in Middle River, and it is 76 in Forest Hill. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
All right, it is all about the one big beautiful bill. We'll get into that a little bit later on in the show. But again, it is apparently the Votorama is over. That's where they try to, you know, kill it with amendments, and that's not going to happen because Republicans are in control. At least we think they're in control. There should be a Senate vote today. Maybe it gets passed. We hope that it does, and then it goes over to the House tomorrow. And maybe in time for the president to sign it by Thursday. That would get the Independence Day deadline in. But it's still a heavy lift. And we've got a couple of things. Do I have Caroline first? No, Kevin has it? Yeah, okay, I'm sorry. I can't even read my own handwriting. That's how bad it gets sometimes. Kevin Hassett. the National Economic Advisor, to the president, says, look, this passing this bill, it is, again, mandatory. This is what the president campaigned on. And if not, we're facing a $4 trillion tax increase, 68% tax increase. And this is going to save Americans, lower class, middle class, working class, going to save us a lot of money.
Our expectation is that at least $10,000 is going to be the benefit for the typical family if we pass this bill. If we don't pass the bill, then we're going to see a 4% drop in GDP and a recession almost overnight.
Yeah, and here's the myth that the one big beautiful bill hurts low-income families. It's the most pro-family legislation ever crafted. It will deliver paychecks, giving more than $10,000 boost annually to everyday families. They're also expanding opportunity zones, expanding child care access, increasing the child tax credit, creating newborn savings accounts of $1,000 for each newborn. All right? And the other criticism, this is a handout to corporations. This bill drives a blue-collar boom with tax relief for workers, support for small businesses, and investments in American remanufacturing. It delivers the largest middle and working-class tax cut in history. Does it drive up the debt? Yeah. Does it add to the deficit? Yeah. And that's those are the parts I don't like. But you're not going to get with a, what, six-seat margin in the House and a three- or four-seat margin in the Senate, you're not going to get a bill that you can everything you like is
right.
In it. You're just not going to. That's the political reality, and I hate that it's like that, but we got to work even better during the midterms to send more reinforcements, more fiscal hawks, more MAGA types to Washington. One of those types, the moderate rhinos, Tom Tillis, he was going off on the bill over the weekend. He's now since asked he's going to resign. That question came up at the White House press briefing yesterday.
Sure.
Yeah, thanks, Caroline. What is the White House's response to Senator Tillis's criticism articulated from the Senate floor yesterday, in which he said passing the big, beautiful bill would betray President Trump's promise to protect Medicaid?
Well, he is just wrong. And the president and the vast majority of Republicans who are supportive of this legislation are right. This bill protects Medicaid, as I laid out for you, for those who truly deserve this program, the needy, pregnant women, children, sick Americans who physically cannot work. And what it does is it ensures that able-bodied Americans who can work 20 hours a week are actually doing so, and that will therefore strengthen and protect those benefits for Americans who need it, as well as cutting out the waste, fraud, and abuse, as well as getting 1.4 million illegal aliens off of the program. So all of those measures are actually going to protect it for those who need it. That's the president's position, and that's what this bill does, and that's why Republicans need to vote for it and get it to the president's desk.
But isn't that kind of criticism from a Republican senator, is that reason for concern for the passage of this?
No, it's not. We're confident this bill is going to be back at the White House by the 4th of July.
All right. Yeah, she's got all the confidence in the world. By the way, the Elon-Trump feud is on again. Elon Musk on X yesterday said if this insane spending bill passes, the American Party will be formed the next day. Our country needs an alternative to the Democrat-Republican uniparty so that the people actually have a voice. It is obvious with the insane spending of this bill, which increases the debt ceiling by a record $5 trillion, they will live in a one-party country, the Porky Pig Party. Time for a new political party that actually cares about the people. President Trump responded around midnight last night saying, maybe we should have Doge, the agency that Elon Musk used to head. Look at how much money the government is spending on subsidizing Elon Musk's ventures. Uh-oh.
Ruh-roh.
Yeah, they're feuding again. The boys can't play together in the sandbox. Finally, Rhino Don Bacon. He's in the House. He's from Nebraska. Said he is a no vote on the big, beautiful bill. He is not running for re-election. He is resigning.
Yeah.
So there goes one more down the drain over in the House. And that's the way it went. 163 days in the new golden age of America.
And we are just getting started.
/7:21, and joining us now on the hotline is Stephen Friedman from the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. I just saw your dad and the lovely Reese yesterday was into do a commercial.
Yes, good morning. She's so excited, so we're hoping that she
can. Oh, she sounded great. Yeah, she did a great job.
Yeah, that's great. Our youngest generation taking over the radio for us.
Absolutely.
Great. All right, so after you've been involved in an automobile accident with a personal injury, why is it so important to give us a call? Well, there are many reasons, but this morning I'm going to talk about the preservation of evidence, such as video surveillance of an accident. Very important. All right, so here are the facts of this case. This is an automobile accident case that took place in Baltimore County in the White Marsh area on Route 43. My client is coming up to an intersection. This is late at night. Coming up to an intersection and taking a left. He has a green arrow. So he goes, makes the left, and gets smashed from a car coming the opposite way. The impact is very hard. My client's vehicle flips on its side. My client's taken by ambulance to the hospital. The other driver is seriously injured. My client remains in the hospital for several days, gets out of the hospital, has several fractures, is a mess. So it turns out that the other party is claiming that my client was at fault for the accident, that my client went through a red arrow, and certainly my client saying otherwise. So it's word versus word here. So fortunately, our client calls us pretty soon after the accident. We send our private investigator out to the scene of the crash, which is a pretty large intersection. He finds a gas station and was able to obtain a surveillance video of the accident, which clearly shows that we had the green arrow. And fortunately for us, the gentleman at the gas station told our investigator that the video was going to be erased the next day because they only keep the video for several days. So without this video, it would be word versus word, and we would not have had a case. And my client would not have had a property damage claim, a personal injury claim, the pain and suffering claim. So the quicker you can call us, the quicker we can get out to lock down liability and whatever else we need, because the video surveillance, especially in this day and age, is so important, and it's really everywhere. But again, it doesn't stay for that long. So call us, please, after an accident. 410-363-6848. We also have great information on our website, maflaw.com. So check us out. Hope everybody has a wonderful 4th of July holiday, Sean. And please, everybody, stay safe. And we will talk to you next week.
All right, Stephen. We will talk to you. Happy Independence Day. Thanks again, Stephen Friedman from the Law Offices of Michael A. Friedman.
723, traffic weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Interloop is slowing in Pikesville right underneath the bridge at Reisterstown Road. There's a report of a broken down vehicle that may have been crowding the right lane up near the bridge at Park Heights Avenue. It was out of camera range, and it looks like now the Interloop pace has picked up a little bit here, which could indicate that the vehicle has finally made it to the shoulder. They've reopened Liberty Road in Carroll County after Route 27, so that detour has been lifted, and also that section of Route 1 southbound after Montgomery Road is also reopened. They're still working the wreck near the ramp at Route 1 at Route 100, and that may be there for a while. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, a warm and muggy start to the day, highs in the lower 90s, and still a potential for strong, severe storms this afternoon into this evening. Flash flood watches in effect. Damaging wind gusts are possible, and hang in there, better weather is on the way. Right now, with a flood watch in effect, 78 in Ellicott City. It's already 80 in Annapolis at 725. Let's go to the phones. Victor in Silver Spring.
Morning, Victor.
Morning. I'm glad to hear that the able-bodied people are going to be forced to work. Also, I wanted to point out, I've always had trouble with the Democrats. My rehab counselor at the time was a Democrat, and he wanted to stick me in a sheltered workshop, and I said, no, I want a regular job. And I rode his butt all summer long in 68. Finally, there was an opening at the Library of Congress Division for the Blind, and that's how I started working. And I worked for 44 years.
Wow.
Providing a service for the blind so they could get their talking books.
Yeah, that's a point that often gets lost on people, that there are folks with disabilities that do want to work, who can work. And they, you know, they want to, they might need some help, they might need some benefits, but they do want to work for them, like Victor does here. And so we should not dismiss that. And unfortunately, there's also a lot of people gaming the systems, Victor, where there might be a single woman getting Medicaid benefits, but she's living with a guy in a house, and that guy's got a job, and you know, they're probably making more money than the rest of us are. But the whole system has been gamed, and we need to repair it, no doubt. Thanks for your call, Victor. Appreciate it. That's a great point.
Post-World War II, I had our next-door neighbor, well, had been a tail gunner, been shot right in the spine. He lost use of his legs. And he came back and was not downtrodden. He founded a company, and the company only employed disabled veterans. It became the largest, I forget the name of the company, it was a veteran-oriented company. They made stuff. Eisenhower came to visit him once, and my next-door neighbor, who's the president of the company, of course, said, you know, we could save a lot of money here because we don't really need 8-foot ceilings. We could have around 5-foot ceilings. We'd all be fine. I said, think of the overhead. And Eisenhower apparently said, yeah, I'd be ducking. So, you know, I mean, it not only can it be done, it is done on a routine basis. People with one form of disability or another, they are indeed able to excel. Now, you've heard Zoran Mamdani and his dodging about whether or not he's going to actually distance himself from, you know, globalize the Intifada. Well, apparently, he's not the only dodger. Hakeem Jeffries says, yeah, he shouldn't say that, but after all, it's okay.
Globalizing the Intifada, by way of example, is not an acceptable phrase, and he's going to have to clarify his position on that as he moves forward. With respect to the Jewish communities that I represent, I think our nominee is going to have to convince folks that he is prepared to aggressively address the rise in anti-Semitism in the city of New York, which has been an unacceptable development.
Yeah, really? Well, who's behind that? One might ask. Is it a bunch of conservative Republicans wearing KKK sheets? No, it's Democrats and progressives who are behind the whole anti-Semitism thing.
Well, it shows how the Democrats have been completely hijacked by the radicals, the leftist lunatics in their party. Look, Schumer won't endorse him. And he says nice things about him, but he won't endorse him. Hakeem Jeffries, you just heard from him. I did see that Obama harpy yesterday, Marie Harf, on one of the channels, defending, saying she condemns what he said. But she was defending him and his character. I'm sorry, you don't say stuff like globalize Intifada and we're going to make white people pay more in white neighborhoods. And that's not, it's just not acceptable in today's discourse.
It's like the Italians said about Mussolini, well, at least he makes the trains run on time.
Imagine if somebody went out there and said, imagine if Donald Trump or Elon Musk or whoever said, let's globalize apartheid.
Yeah.
Imagine what the reaction would have been then.
Yeah, I would be absolutely outraged. One more from Hakeem Jeffries. He said, well, you have to wait to see what happens when there's a crisis.
Any mayor, whether you're a Democratic mayor, Republican mayor, an independent mayor, has got to commit to the safety and well-being of all of the people of the city of New York. And when there are moments of crisis and a rise in anti-Jewish hate, that's a threshold, of course, needs to be crossed.
Yeah, of course. He's the guy who's been running around saying, globalize the Intifada. Let's think on that, shall we?
Coming up, Marilyn Mosby speaks out. 7:30, latest news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. Emergency crews responded to a house explosion in Rosedale, according to the Baltimore County Fire Department. The explosion occurred in the 8100 block of Cattle Lane, leaving the home completely destroyed. Emergency personnel did respond. The fire was brought under control by 2:59 a.m. this morning. Authorities have not yet determined if the house was occupied at the time of the explosion. A man injured following a Monday night shooting in North Baltimore. Police called to the intersection of Greenmount Avenue and 33rd at around 9:40 last night. They found the victim suffering from gunshot wounds. Police believe the shooting happened in the 3100 block of Old York. Victim taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Frederick police officer charged with solicitation of a minor and possession of child porn in Pennsylvania. Corporal James Dotson being held in Adams County after failing to post $250,000 bail during his arraignment. The Frederick Police Department says one of its officers became aware of possible criminal misconduct by Dotson and reported it. Since the alleged conduct took place outside Maryland, Frederick Police referred the matter to the Pennsylvania Police Department. The state police in Pennsylvania. Severe storms have left a trail of damage in parts of Baltimore and Hartford counties. The storms led to a tornado and flash flood watches and warnings yesterday afternoon and evening. There may be more of that this afternoon, by the way. Reports of funnel clouds. No tornado has been confirmed. Storms also brought high winds and downed trees and power lines. Sparked a fire at Taylor Ridge Condos. According to the state fire marshal's office, no injuries, but 25 residents temporarily displaced. A chance of severe weather again happens today. 7:32 next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Pick three, lottery number 484. Your pick 48505. And now, traffic weather on the threes at 7:33. Chuck Whitaker.
It looks like the contractor may be in there now with the construction northbound 95 at Route 24. So if you're getting up around exit 76, we're beginning to get a little bit of a slowdown in there. If they are working, they're normally in the left-hand lane. Southbound 83, so far no construction, still clear at York Road coming down towards Hunt Valley through that area. Reminder, if you're downtown, Baltimore Street, Guilford Avenue still shut down. Local detours are still underway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We are weather alert today as we're tracking the potential for strong to severe thunderstorms, especially late this afternoon into the evening time. Could see some possible flash flooding as well, so make sure to stay weather aware. Temps will be in the 90s today, a little bit cooler and drier on Wednesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's cake batter. It's cookie dough. It's the new Superman Cake Batter Cookie Dough Blizzard Treat. Now at participating DQ locations for a limited time. Fly in today for this cosmic collision of flavor. And don't miss Superman, only in theaters July 11th. DQ, happy, tastes good.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. How about a new nickname for the Orioles shortstop? Why don't we call him Extra Innings Gunner?
That ball's hit well out to right field, and that's carrying well, and it bangs off the top of the wall. One run is in. The throw goes to second base. The tag, though, well, Seager couldn't hold the ball. Two runs score.
Dave Raymond with the call on the Rangers Sports Network. Gunner with four runs batted in extra innings last night. A two-run shot in the 10th, and that two-run double in the 11th, leading the Birds to a 10-6 win over the Rangers. After the game, here's Gunner.
I felt like I had some good at-bats. There were some tough pitches that I took, but ultimately it came through at the end, and hats off to the guys for stringing it together at the end.
Now, before the game, the Birds placing Zach Eflin on the 15-day injured list. They calling up Brandon Young to start tonight because Charlie Morton now, with elbow tendonitis, has been moved back to Friday night in Atlanta. Elsewhere in baseball, Red Sox right fielder Willier Abreu did something last night that no one in baseball has done in 67 years. Hitting an inside the park home run in the 5th, and then following it up with this in the 8th.
Swinging a high fly ball, he got underneath this one, a drive to right, and that ball is gone! A grand slam!
Dave O'Brien had the call on Nesson. The last player to hit an inside the Parker and a grand slam in the same game was Roger Maris as a Kansas City Athletic in 1958. Only six players have done it in Major League Baseball history. So the blockbuster move by the Steelers, acquiring all-pro cornerback Jalen Ramsey and tight end Jonnu Smith from the Dolphins, is a good thing for Minkah Fitzpatrick, who goes from Pittsburgh to Miami and out of the AFC North, where he won't have to face this from Derrick Henry twice a year.
Now direct snap. Ronnie Stanley with a heck of a block. That seal block pushing that defensive tackle back to the inside. Nice block by the tight end. And there's the infamous stiff arm by Derrick Henry on Fitzpatrick there.
The infamous stiff arm from Derrick Henry, that on the end of a 33-yard run in the Pittsburgh game in Baltimore. But he will see him once when the Ravens go to Miami on October 30th. Another Terp now has signed a free agent contract in the NBA. Three-point specialist Shelton Miguel has signed with the Jazz. Miguel led the Terps in double-figure scoring games a year ago and finished his collegiate career with 1,608 points. The time now is 7:37 when we return sports journalist Christine Brennan with some explosive comments.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
All right, so this is a little long. It's about 30 seconds, but you got to stay with it. This coming from longtime Washington Post columnist Christine Brennan. She's written a book with Caitlin Clark on what Clark's journey has been like in the WNBA. Here's a clip on how she was received.
So you've got a 74% black league. We understand this. I mean, I'm white. You know, Ramona, I think you guys are white.
Yeah.
We
yeah.
have no idea what it's like to be black in America. And I say that. Let's be brutally honest here. Here comes a white woman from Iowa, and she's going to be the biggest superstar. Now, absolutely, the spotlight's shining on her. Finally, it's shining on all these other players who deserved it for years but never got it. And that's a wonderful turn of events. But instead of focusing on the positives, sadly, the WNBA players, so many of them, not all, but quite a few, and certainly like Dejanay Carrington and others, have focused on the negative.
Focused on the negative. And so therefore, the black eyes, the busted eardrum, the shoves, etc., the hard fouls, technicals. This is what the WNBA has, or this is how yeah. the WNBA has invited Caitlin Clark into
yeah.
the league.
And I just read that apparently it's affecting her performance now.
Well, she's injured.
No, but she came back before she got injured the second time. She had come back and just had an abysmal performance. And you could have off days, you know, as anybody. But one wonders if they're in the, she has the yips now.
If they are killing the goose that laid the golden egg.
Yeah.
Well, apparently not. They're expanding to three cities. So.
Well, that's a whole other story.
I know you'll be there for the, you know, the grand opening for each of the cutting of the tape.
Oh, definitely.
But one of the things that's
Cleveland,
happening,
Philly, Detroit, I'm all in.
One of the things that's happening out of this is the some of the black female players have said, it used to be so nice. We could just come and play our game. Nobody was around to bother us. Really?
That's ridiculous.
I mean, really? Seriously? No, you want people there to bother you. You want people there in the stands, either cheering you or booing you because they're paying your salary.
If the NBA did not subsidize this league, it would not exist.
Look, here's the bottom. Here's what they're mad about, okay? They all make $76,000 a year, so they don't make any money.
Right.
She makes $40 million a year yeah. in deals.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what pisses them off.
Okay. Good point. Thanks, Gary. 7:39. Lou, we talked today's the day that the big, largest tax increase in history.
Yep.
All the fees, fines, permits all increase astronomically while our governor is out raising money in Aspen, Colorado. Lou writes, Sean and Bruce, my wife and I both left Maryland in 2021. I worked for the largest energy company and she worked for the largest financial firm. We both made excellent money, but the idea of retiring in Maryland and paying those higher taxes and now much higher never made sense. We quit our careers and moved to Florida. Best choice ever. Even with Chuck living just north of us, it's still a beautiful place to live.
Despite that.
Listen to you guys all the time. Politics and show are the best. Signed, Lou. Lou, thanks so much for listening. But yeah, and I've heard this from so many different people. You'd be surprised how many regular callers and listeners that we used to have all the time here that have exited the state. And I'm talking Tennessee, Texas, Carolinas, Florida, even Virginia, Delaware, even Pennsylvania. People can't take it anymore.
He emails almost every day, every couple of days, from a friend of ours who lives down in the Outer Banks. Who still listens, still views himself as tied to this state, but not so tightly tied that he's willing to use that rope as a noose.
Exactly.
And look, to be really straightforward, when we retire, we've talked about this, do we stay here or not? And it's, I think right now, I'm leaning toward probably not, because again, the taxes are absurd.
Yeah, I know.
We're the third highest tax state in the country.
It's crazy. Marilyn Mosby, speaking of crazy, gave an interview to a podcast. I can't remember the name of it offhand. I'll have to find out later. But she's speaking out, and once again, she is denying any wrongdoing whatsoever.
They tried to break me on so many different levels and make an example out of me for what I stood for. I had absolutely nothing to do with anything that I did wrong. You know, I withdrew my own retirement savings that I put away every 2 weeks to buy property. That was the extent of what I was accused of.
Yeah, but the problem is you lied on federal forms.
Yes.
Okay, you can't do that. All right? We're just now get out the violins, because now we're supposed to feel really empathetic towards Marilyn Mosby.
I lost everything. I lost my marriage. I lost my career. I lost my house. I lost my car. You know, it was my home. It was a lie.
Well, first off, I had heard the marriage was on the rocks before this. She lost her car. Wow.
Yeah.
You know, that's just... lost your career.
Well, you know, Apple makes these AirPod things, whatever they are, that you can actually, she could have attached to some of those things. So either she lost them, she could have found them again.
Yeah. And then she really is blaming Ivan Bates. Ivan Bates is the one to blame here, not Marilyn Mosby or her ex-husband, Nick.
Ivan Bates, who's the newly elected state's attorney, has used this opportunity to try to hurt me.
Yeah, it's Ivan Bates. It was a conspiracy.
Yeah.
But, of course, you know, when Ivan Bates isn't there to blame, it's Orange Man bad.
The newly elected state's attorney is playing politics, mm-hmm. Just like Trump. He ran on a platform of pretty much reversing everything that I had done in my office. And so that's who he is. He's showing to be who he's always been.
That's the default position. Mamdani on the Meet the Depressed on Sunday blamed Trump. For, I don't want to be the censorship police, you know, he's censoring, he's putting people in jail for free speech. No, he's not. He's taking people on student visas who are being anti-Semitic and advocating things against Jews and saying, out you go. Yeah. He's not putting him in jail, but that's their default position, whether it's Mosby or Mamdani, it's Orange Man Ben.
Now, in Florida, the governor down there, before he puts anybody in jail, always consults with his, I spent time in hard time myself, Chuck Whitaker.
He knows what I put up with every day.
Yeah, it's hard time.
Yeah, damn right it's hard time.
What we have here is a failure to communicate.
It's about time for me to have some work release, I think.
We need a contestant, by the way. 410-922-6680. 1-800-922-6680. Chuck, what's going on?
Brought to you as a service of Artie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. That broken down vehicle is on the inner loop at Park Heights. Gone to the shoulder. Not a big deal now. Some slowing on the Beltway. Pretty typical ride on the northeast corner and then coming down the west side between Liberty Road and Route 40. Morning back up towards Annapolis is there. It's the usual delay. I-97 and Route 32. BW Parkway has been heavy in the area around 197, 198 on both sides of the roadway. And if you're heading towards the Capitol Beltway, you'll have your normal delays there on the outer loop as you're heading around towards Route 29 and into the area at the Mormon Temple. That work zone is underway, northbound 95. They're blocking the left-hand lane now in Harford County at Route 24, 76-mile marker on the northbound side. Summer driving can be very hard on your vehicle, so let Bernie's Automotive get your vehicle ready. Check your tires, belts, hoses, coolant, and more. You'll be ready for the long holiday weekend. See Bernie today at 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for today or Tuesday, warm and muggy start. Lower 90s for the high, potential strong, severe storms again this afternoon into this evening. Flash flood watch, damaging wind gusts are possible, and it'll get through here pretty quickly and then better weather tomorrow. By the way, the weekend is shaping up to look nice. Drier, cooler. It's going to be a really nice weekend, so plan accordingly. Right now, 79 with flood watch in Ellicott City. It is 78 in Pikesville. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story. You'll be the winner. And today we have 100th anniversary T-shirts and a coffee mug for you. Jeff is on the west side of Bemore. Good morning, Jeff.
Morning, Jeff.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Doing fine, sir. You want to go first, second, third, or last?
I'll go last, please.
All right, good luck to you. Here are your three stories. Story number one, locals in Atlanta, Georgia have begun questioning the authenticity of a purported Mexican restaurant, El Bandito, as there have been no ICE raids yet at the restaurant. Nearby restaurants have been hit multiple times by ICE agents on a near-daily basis. Concerns about El Bandito's genuineness have risen as no waiter, cook, busboy, or anyone have been taken into custody by ICE.
They're all Pakistani.
Story two. It's a message one Maryland driver wanted to share with everybody on the road using a vanity license plate. But sometime after the plate was spotted in Boley's quarters in Baltimore County, the Maryland Department of Transportation yanked it. A photo of Deport M, get it? Deport him?
Was
taken on June 7th. MDOT yanked the plate and said this plate and several variations have been added to the objectionable vanity license plate list. And story three, look, nobody likes to be groped and or handled by or patted down by TSA.
Just speak for yourself.
But the latest,
speak for yourself, big boy.
But the latest is a woman complains, I flew for the first time in 15 years this week. Both airports flagged my crotch at the arms-up scanner. She says, I'm a mid-sized adult woman, 169 pounds, 5'8", wearing bike shorts and normal underwear. TSA says, a sweaty crotch is what got her flagged. Apparently, it's a thing. A swamp crotch sets off the alarm at the TSA scanners.
No kidding. What about the cats that were behind her?
You would think she'd not want to mention that. Actually, you know, she's single.
She's trying to warn other travelers about this. It's a thing, apparently.
Okay.
Okay.
She needs to get that stuff for pits, privates, and feet.
Come on, two words, gold bond.
Gold bond? That's sweaty, you make paste. Then what are you going to do? Wait, now that sets in about
gonna,
halfway through the flight.
We're going to cut it off right now.
That's what she said.
Story one. The question of the authenticity of the Mexican restaurant because of no ICE raids in Atlanta. Story two, Maryland's Deportum license plate no longer allowed. And story three, swamp crotch sets off TSA alarm. All right, we'll start with Chuck.
God, I'm glad it wasn't in that line at Southwest. Holy mackerel. I'm going to go with two.
All right, Chuck goes with two. Kristen?
Two.
Kristen goes for story number two. Bruce?
I think I'm going to make it anonymous.
Story number two for Bruce. And Jeff?
I'm going to go with two.
Jeff also goes with story number two.
We're either all right or all wrong, man.
Story number two, Deportum license plate yanked by MDOT. True story.
Okay.
Sorry about that, Jeff. Yeah, that is a true story. Story one, the no ICE raid at El Bandito is our fake news story of the day. So, Bruce, that means swamp crotch is a thing.
Okay, Sean. That's fine. That's good to know.
I just said, do you pay extra for the cats or in line behind you?
You know, it's really, I get more information sitting next to this guy in the morning, folks, than you could possibly imagine. This is one of the rare moments you get to share it.
Just think of the people who are now just getting a BWI and getting a mango. What the hell is that?
Especially on a hot July day.
Holy mackerel, Andy. Holy mackerel.
Holy mackerel.
All right.
But you know this Deportum. What's wrong with that? You're advocating upholding the immigration laws of the United States, and the Maryland Department of Transportation thinks that's objectionable. You can't, and deport, I understand, is on the list. You can't say deport or deport M or anything like that. So how about that, folks? The wokesters here at the Maryland Department of Transportation. All right, Chuck. Yeah. See you in a couple.
Chuck had one that said SXPAL, and they yanked that one for false advertising.
Thank you very much for that. 7:50, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Jim Barbie and White Marsh and Jasper Engines and Transmissions offer a cost-effective solution to your present engine and transmission trouble. Avoid a costly new car purchase or high lease payments by putting life into your present vehicle. Let Jim Barbie Automotive install a Jasper remanufactured engine or transmission with a 3-year, 100,000-mile nationwide warranty and premium service plan. Call Jim Barbie Automotive at 410-335-8848.
Hey folks, Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my friends at Wallace Roofing and Construction. Family owned, family operated for over 90 years. Now that is dependability. I've trusted them personally, and so have our listeners right here on WCBM for more than 20 years. Wallace Roofing never uses subcontractors, ensuring top quality work every time. Give them a call today, 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And please tell them Bruce Elliott sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof, MHRC number 1566.
This is Mackenzie Frost. Join me every Thursday on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott as we preview and discuss what I'll be covering that night on Fox 45 News In Depth with Mackenzie Frost. Listen at 8:37 in the morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
7:52, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Between 8 and 9 this morning, well, I'll tell you, the taxes, as of today, go up, and the biggest tax increase we've seen in this state. Let's just look from the business perspective. What's the impact on businesses who are thinking, do I stay or do I go? We'll also talk about the Medicaid argument that continues to go on during the debate about the big, beautiful bill. And three teens... A call for carjacking. Yep, they were armed. Will there be punishment? Hey, come on, it's Maryland.
Yeah, one of our listeners texted into the program here this morning. Good morning, gentlemen. So college athletes are allowed to be paid by the schools they play for? Since many of the schools are taxpayer-funded, do the taxpayers get to share in the revenue that these sports generate?
Fair question.
Yeah. I think if they're getting on a tax on a scholarship paid for by tax dollars, and they're using that for profit, then where's our cut?
Or at least a discount on the tickets.
Yeah.
7:53, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, here he is, Swamp Rat Chuck Whitaker.
Oh, my. I'm still sweating from the last go-round. Southbound I-97, you're slow right there at Route 32. Otherwise, no problems through Annapolis. The typical ride, the heavy traffic on the parkway, both directions on 295. Southbound from Route 100 and Arundel Mills and coming northbound from 197. Trying to get a confirmation to see if the roadway might be back open. I'm seeing some reports now that Baltimore Street and Guilford Avenue may be reopened. The word was yesterday was going to be closed through this afternoon. But heads up downtown just in case you're in that area. And again, that's Baltimore Street at Guilford Avenue. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Another warm and muggy start to the day. A little sticky, highs in the lower 90s. But we're looking for some strong, severe storms coming through this afternoon. Could be a flash flood watch and gusty winds, which will bring us cooler temperatures and better weather for you tomorrow. But Friday through Monday look to be really, really nice. So hang in there. Right now it's 81 in the city, 81 in Pasadena. Let's take a call here from John in Bel Air.
Morning, John.
Good morning, guys. Look, a very important point on this paying college athletes issue, and it's a point I've heard no one make anywhere, and it changes the landscape. If you're going to pay the college athletes right now and have a salary cap, you are in violation of antitrust legislation on two layers, collusion and restraint of trade. In order to have a salary cap, you must have a collective bargaining agreement, and in order to have that, they must be unionized. I assume they know that, and they're just trickling this information out. so as to not make it glaringly apparent that this is minor league sports.
Yeah, I think you make a great
salary.
I think you make a good point, but I don't think they're not being paid salaries. I think the money that they're getting is going to be on the was it name, image, likeness, whatever.
No, wrong. The update today is the schools can pay them directly.
Oh, they can pay them directly.
Yep.
Oh.
Correct.
So they can pay
that
them.
That was the update today.
Yeah.
The name, image, likeness has been in play for a couple of years.
Yeah, let's get Steiner in here. Get him on this and get his. So is what John's saying accurate?
Yeah, this is actually a great call. I was just looking it up. The players are getting paid salaries. They are having taxes taken out. Okay, there is taxes taken out. It's not NIL money.
Okay.
NIL money is separate. That's contractor money. No taxes taken out. They're responsible at the end. So this is a great point and a great call, and I don't know how they're going to rectify it, but he's right.
All right, very good, John. Good catch on your part. So, yeah, they got a major problem here. So, how do they get around this? I mean, is the NCAA going to get sued now? Are they going to get called in by the Trump administration? Antitrust? This is getting really out of hand.
I mean, I'm sure they've thought about this and they figured it out. I'm not sure what the resolution is, but this is something that's going to be investigated for sure.
Well, if John's supposition is right, they're going to have unionized college players.
Yeah, that's why this National College Players Association is really making the effort to make that happen. Yeah.
All right, John, thanks so much. Great call and great point. So, you know, our listeners are just off the charts smart. All right. 7:56 here on The Morning Drive.
Well, this is fascinating, folks. If you had to put a number on it, just guess, ballpark it. How much fraud do you think has occurred against Medicare and Medicaid? Just to put a number in your brain about it. I mean, you figure 500 million, a billion, 3 billion, whatever. The Department of Justice Criminal Division has now announced charges against 324 defendants for $14.6 billion of fraud against Medicaid and Medicare. This is Matthew Gagliotti, who is in charge of this investigation.
We are announcing today charges against 324 defendants for their alleged participation in health care fraud schemes involving approximately $14.6 billion in false claims submitted to Medicare, Medicaid, and other health care programs.
The number is astounding. $14.6 billion. That's B with a billion. Gagliotti says the money doesn't come out of the thin air. It comes from us. It comes from the taxpayers.
These criminals didn't just steal someone else's money. They stole from you. Every fraudulent claim, every fake billing, every kickback scheme represents money taken directly from the pockets of American taxpayers who fund these essential programs through their hard work and sacrifice.
Now, Sean,
and when criminals defraud these programs, they're not just committing theft. They're driving up our national deficit and threatening the long-term viability of health care for seniors, disabled Americans, and our most vulnerable citizens.
Now, this is where it gets fascinating to me. First of all, the numbers are astounding. But, Sean, this is not a bunch of mafia guys sitting in a smoky room somewhere who come up with this great plan. You know, they had some guy say, hey, we can do this. This is happening internationally. Guess from where? All the people who don't like us very much.
We are seeing a disturbing trend of transnational criminal organizations engaging in increasingly sophisticated and complex criminal schemes that defraud the American healthcare system. As part of this takedown, we've identified and charged defendants operating from Russia, Eastern Europe, Pakistan, and other foreign countries. These individuals have infiltrated our healthcare system to steal American taxpayer dollars.
Yeah, we're talking, by the way, about big bucks here.
Yeah, we're talking about
so big, they buy companies.
Yeah, shell companies.
So that they can defraud the system.
Right.
Now they're spending millions of dollars to buy companies so they can get billions back.
100 doctors, nurses, pharmacists included in this this bust. There's a local Maryland connection. We'll get to that in the next hour. Right now, of course, up next, governors in Aspen. Well, we're getting taxed. It's 8 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason.
The Senate's version of a massive spending and tax cut bill continues taking shape. Republicans hope to wrap up work in time to get the bill to President Trump's desk by Friday the 4th. Senators have stayed up all night for the past several days in a bid to get the job done.
I just want to share with America the great work that Republicans have done on Medicaid, that we're preserving it, we're protecting it, we're strengthening it for those who need it the most.
GOP Senator Roger Marshall of Kansas answering Democrat claims to the contrary. Some 9,000 blue-collar city workers have gone on strike in Philadelphia. Sanitation workers and 911 dispatchers among those who have hit the bricks. President Trump pays a visit to Alligator Alcatraz today, the new detention center for criminal illegal aliens in Florida. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says it can hold up to 5,000 detainees.
The facility is in the heart of the Everglades and will be informally known as Alligator Alcatraz. There is only one road leading in, and there is the only way out is a one-way flight.
A true test of presidential patience.
When the president had trouble connecting with thousands of Christian, Jewish, and Muslim leaders in a White House conference call Monday afternoon, he did not exhibit the biblical virtues of patience, kindness, or self-control. Instead, he quickly complained in social media posts about AT&T, saying they don't know what they're doing. He also threatened to use a different carrier next time. The call started after a 20-minute delay. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Word of a plea deal that will spare Brian Koberger a death sentence, charged with killing four University of Idaho students a few years ago. He'll reportedly plead guilty and will be sentenced to four consecutive life prison terms, no parole. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 32. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This special alert is for all Americans who own a vehicle. If you have a warranty that's about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, this message is for you. It's time to stop worrying about future car repairs today. Your vehicle is essential, but unexpected breakdowns can derail your plans and your wallet. It's time to future-proof your ride with CarShield. CarShield offers a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that saves drivers thousands from out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Imagine if your engine quits or your transmission fails. You could pay a fraction of the repair cost. This protection plan is at an all-time low, and to give you even more peace of mind, drivers who activate today also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Don't wait for a breakdown to drain your savings. Future-proof your car with CarShield today and drive with confidence. Call CarShield for your free quick quote. Call 800-894-9190. That's 800-894-9190. What do you have to lose? Call 800-894-9190. That's 800-894-9190. Again, 800-894-9190.
803 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, the Chuck Whitaker.
895 at the Old Harbor Tunnel, still backed up to just around the Urban Avenue ramp. And from there to go through the tunnel takes about 15, maybe 20 minutes total to get through all of that. And then to the area around Child Street on the southbound side. 95 south looks a lot better right now for the traffic coming south from Moravia Road. From the Eastern Avenue ramp, it looks like it's improving now for eventually the traffic getting down to about O'Donnell Street on 95. So overall, it's not bad. A little busy on 95 after Camden Yards and then out to the Beltway on the southwest side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We are weather alert today as we're tracking the potential for strong to severe thunderstorms, especially late this afternoon into the evening time. Could see some possible flash flooding as well, so make sure to stay weather aware. Temps will be in the 90s today, a little bit cooler and drier on Wednesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, now, Reisterstown has 73 degrees. Middle River has 80. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, good morning. It's 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Emergency crews responded to a house explosion overnight in Rosedale, according to the Baltimore County Fire Department. The explosion occurred in the 8100 block of Callow Lane, leaving the home completely destroyed. Now, there's no word yet as to whether or not there were people inside the home at the time. Severe storms have left a trail of damage in parts of Baltimore and Harford County. The storms led to tornado and flash flood watches and warnings yesterday afternoon and evening. There were reports of funnel clouds, but no tornado had been confirmed. Storms also brought high winds that downed trees and power lines, leading to power outages. Monday's severe storms led to a power outage and flooding of the pedestrian tunnel at the Aberdeen Mark Station. The Maryland Transit Administration says the tunnel will likely be closed this morning, and passengers should show extra time to walk across the overhead pedestrian bridge instead of using the tunnel. The ATA says tickets may be purchased on the train with cash only, and the surcharge will be waived. Some downtown Baltimore roads will remain closed today as crews continue to repair the damage caused by Saturday's underground fire. City transportation officials say Guilford Avenue between Fayette and Baltimore Streets expected to be closed through the afternoon and possibly until the evening. And Maryland State Police have arrested two suspects after a deadly June 14th shooting on I-70. Francisco Javier Sanchez Juarez and Jeffrey Jose Diaz of Howard County face charges that include first-degree murder, and they're being held without bond at the Frederick County Detention Center. It's 8:06 on WCBM. Coming up next, it's Stein on Sports.
This is Pastor David Lewis at the Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church with a moment of truth. How far have America's schools fallen? 106 of the 108 colleges first established in our young nation were distinctly Christian. Harvard's original mission statement, taken from John 17:3, said, "Everyone shall consider as the main end of his life and studies to know God and Jesus Christ, which is eternal life." Early American educators knew that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. And so American education pointedly inspired uprightness and morality in its students. Our founders understood that politics was downstream from culture, a hard lesson which we are learning today through our government schools teaching critical race theory, equity, and sexual perversion. Where will it end? That's impossible to tell, as the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. When will it end? Only when America calls on God as our Lord will our nation be blessed. This is Pastor David Lewis, and this has been today's Moment of Truth.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 805 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. Back and forth affair last night, and quite an extra inning performance by the Birds, playing 3 in the 10th, and then 4 more in the 11th to subdue the Rangers. 10-6 was the final. Gunner with 4 runs batted in the final 2 frames. Ramon Laureano with 3 2-baggers in the effort. Post-game comments, first from manager Mancelino.
A little bit of disbelief at times, you know, even both on offense and when we're throwing the ball on defense, too. So, you know, that's just that's kind of a classic, you know.
It sure was. And then Gunner on the roller coaster affair that it was.
It was definitely a swing of emotions. We felt like we put it away, and then they responded immediately. And then just proud of the guys. We came back in the 10th or 11th, whatever it was, and put up some more.
Now, the Birds will send Brandon Young to the Hill tonight in Texas because Zach Eflin has been put on the 15-day IL. Charlie Morton has now been moved back to Friday against Atlanta. He's got some mild tendonitis, apparently, in his right elbow. The 138th Wimbledon got underway at the All England Lawn Tennis and Croquet Club. Did you know that? Two-time defending champ, and Carlos Alcaraz was a winner in a 5-set thriller outlasting Fabio Fognini. And finally, a couple on this date in sports history notes for you. July 1st, 1982, Cal Ripken Jr. makes the first of 2,216 consecutive starts at shortstop for the Birds. He would follow that up with 416 at third. And on this day in 1997, the Nevada Athletic Commission suspends Mike Tyson for making a meal out of Evander Holyfield's ear during their heavyweight title fight 3 days earlier.
What?
Yes, that's true. He did make a little meal out of it. Coming up in 30 minutes, a major milestone could be reached in baseball tonight. And that is Stein on Sports.
When it's hot in Maryland, I've got one name I trust, Farnan and Dermer, the Comfort Guys. These folks have been keeping homes cool since 1902. That's 5 generations of family-run service that you can count on. Need same-day AC repair or a full system replacement? Well, they've got you covered with 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. And hey, tell them Gary told you to call. It might just help. Just $99 for an AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com.
From Dundalk to the Boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. Good morning, Drive with Casey and Elliot. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
War stories going on here.
99.9 FM. in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland. Coming up in this hour, we're going to take a look at three teens busted for armed carjacking at Upper Fells Point. Other local news headlines. Also, the one big beautiful bill's on the brink of Senate passage, but there's a big fight over Medicaid cuts and others. Of course, our top story in this hour is Marylanders are bracing for the largest tax increase in history, which begins today.
Yeah.
Fees, permits, fines, all increasing. We are getting fleeced by the governor, who, by the way, he's not even in the state on this, very shameful day. He has decided to go to Aspen, Colorado at some leadership soiree in which he's going to raise money, $6,000 a ticket for his political campaign. Which one? We're not sure. Gubernatorial, presidential, maybe perhaps both. Don't forget, we're paying him. He's being paid a salary by Maryland taxpayers. I don't know who's paid for his travel and his lodging, but we'll get answers to that coming up a little bit later on. But remember, the Governor Moore said this about the record surplus, which he turned into a deficit and now is a surplus again.
We're transforming Maryland into a state that is unapologetically pro-business and unapologetically pro-growth, and not just in words, but also in deeds.
Well, Fox 45 actually went out and spoke to some businesses and business owners. One of those is a business owner, Ashley Schweinhardt. She's the co-owner of Tree Trekkers out in Frederick, Maryland, and she was asked about the tech tax, which also goes into effect today.
So we still have payroll apps that we use. We have scheduling apps that we use. We have security companies that we use. So we still use tech companies to help us run our business. So we will be paying more tax when we're using those services. And what that means for a lot of small business owners like us that give back to the community is we have less money to do that. You know, we have less money to invest back into our property and back into the community when they raise taxes.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's a business owner.
Zero-sum game.
Tyrone Keyes, he has several clients in the cybersecurity industry, and they're not sure about how the new 3% tech tax on data, information, and technology services and software publishing services are going to affect the clients, but many of them can't afford to move.
Quite frankly, a lot of our clients, again, are making this calculation as to whether or not they can afford to stay in Maryland.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so what options does a small business owner have?
All of these taxes and fees eventually hit the bottom line. Companies are reluctant to pass it on to the consumer, but sometimes you have to do that. So either you stay and your consumer gets higher prices, or you leave and go to where your money's treated best.
Yeah, and that's, you know, several of them have done that already. Yep. I suspect more will do it because now that, you know, some actually, there was a Democrat, remember, in the General Assembly?
Yeah.
He owned a cybersecurity firm that was dealing with the government. And he moved to Virginia.
Yes.
And then voted on the bill, in favor of the bill anyway.
Yeah, I'm out of here, screw you.
This is just how ingrained this is in the Democrat Party, where we must tax, we must spend.
As opposed to, we must barter.
We must kill you.
8:13.
Traffic. Maybe today.
Yes.
You feel the lucky punk?
I'll find luck. I'll
might
find
want you. Drop Bruce off at Alligator Alcatraz.
8:13.
Boy, I'm telling you.
Watch him wade through the swamp.
I might be able to talk to DeSantis and giving him a sweet.
That's very sweet of you. Traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck.
You can report on I-75 between Fort Lauderdale and Venice.
Oh, that's very nice, yeah. Alligator Alley.
That's right. There's a new report of an accident. BW Parkway southbound might be near the ramp at 198. We're seeing a little backup now southbound as well as northbound. So that would back up from 197. And coming up through that area, there were also in the last 10 minutes report of an accident on Route 32 westbound right before the ramp at 295. Looks like they're getting around that. But in the meantime, could be at least a brief delay. They are working on 95 in that construction area northbound in Harford County. They closed the left-hand lane at Route 24 at Exit 76 on the northbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Tuesday. It's going to be warm and muggy. Highs today in the lower 90s and a potential for a strong thunderstorm, some with severe gusty winds, flash flood watch in effect. So get through this, and then the weather starts to make a turn for the better. Independence Day weekend is looking gangbusters here today. Right now we have 81 in Arnold and 79 in Forest Hill. Time to see which Democrat emerges from a Democrat clown EV.
Ladies and gentlemen, 8:15 Tuesday morning, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Once again, it's time for us to see which lefty has lost it, or actually in this case, it might be which lefty feels that he is in complete control of his world, and his world includes your kids. Please enter the big top, grab your seats, focus your attention on the center ring as the clown car enters from the far left, makes a series of left turns, comes to a full stop, and this is from TikTok. This guy is a teacher, and here he is reacting to the Supreme Court decision that says, yeah, parents, you don't really have to have your kids take classes on transgender, whatever. You can opt out of those things. Here's his response.
Parents can now pull their kids from lessons that have LGBTQ components. All right. You know, as a teacher, I don't give a shit. Because I'll just give them an assignment that basically covers, like, America descending into fascism or hypocrisy, and I'll use Trump and the Republicans for that. Like, I don't care. I'll go after them anyway. I'll just give them a lesson that hits even harder.
Yeah, so there you go, folks. From the tolerant left, from the individuals who are teaching your children, please, sir, just get back in the clown car, and maybe you'll take a left turn to obscurity sometime real soon. Get out of here.
Yeah, I got a email here from one of our listeners. Marty says, Sean, as a DeMatha grad, would you approve of the school paying athletes? NIL is legal in Maryland, D.C. I'm sure salary is not off the table. And Gary and Bruce, what about your high schools? Should they be paid? I can tell you this. I don't believe high school athletes should be paid. I played, that wasn't even on the table. But you played because you had an interest in sports, athletics. I felt it helps round an individual academically, athletically. I don't care whether you choose athletics or whether it's a musical instrument. I don't give a shit. You should be well-rounded. And for me, I always grew up playing sports, and I wanted to play for my high school. And I wanted to do the best I could for my high school, and money was not even a question. The only question about money was, could we afford the tuition and uniforms and everything else at the time, which, by the way, was only $400 a year. And then when I graduated, it was $800 a year. Now I think the math is about somewhere around $12,000, $13,000, $14,000, but it is...
They already started, when you were there, they already started using American currency.
They did.
Instead of shillings.
Absolutely.
It was right there in
there. No coins, because it was just too unwieldy to bring bags of coins to pay your tuition.
Makes perfect sense to me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Well, what about your high school?
No. Should you be? High school students should not be paid to play sports. In my view, again, I've said this for years and years, I have no problem with colleges or universities having paid staff to play in the name of the college or university.
Well, look, here's the other thing. When does it stop?
Well, just don't let them get the same degree that your kid's getting.
Yeah.
Your kid goes and studies his butt off for 4 years to get a degree in chemical engineering or whatever.
Chemical engineering, I would agree with the gender studies or art history majors, with all due respect. I don't really see there's a future in that. But the thing is, you got to stop it somewhere, because now it's trickling down into high schools.
Yep.
And then eventually it's going to go to middle school, right? So is there going to be such a thing as an amateur athlete anymore?
It'll stop at in utero.
Yeah, probably right. Because Democrats don't believe they're viable, therefore they shouldn't pay them.
Yep.
Yeah. It's 8:19, 19 minutes out there. 410-922-6680 is our number. Back with your calls and comments. More on the devastating effect what the Democrats have done, including your governor, who right now is campaigning in Aspen, what they have done to Maryland taxpayers, retirees, and small business owners. More from business owners coming up in just a second here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Wake up your senses at the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville. The aroma of fresh cooked pretzels, shovel Maryland crab cakes, and sizzling meats welcomes you the moment you walk through our doors. With over 20 unique stalls, you'll find baked goods, Amish specialties, homemade decor, furniture, and smiles from our friendly staff everywhere you turn. Bring the whole family for a day of old-fashioned charm, shopping, and unforgettable eats. We're open Thursday and Friday from 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. Pennsylvania Dutch Market, where tradition meets taste.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Please identify yourself.
Fourth of July from WCBM, Baltimore, Maryland, USA.
By the way, we heard from Gary Stein's high school.
Yeah?
Yeah. They said, Sean Everest, we actually paid Gary not to play.
It's very nice of them to weigh in. It's 8:21 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Still to come between now and Camp Classic time at 9 o'clock this morning. The Medicaid argument continued throughout the debate on the big, beautiful bill. And there seems to be a real misunderstanding as to who belongs on Medicaid and who does not. Stein just took us in the studio.
He
threw something at Sean.
He waved hello with one finger.
Yes. Yeah. He honors Nelson Rockefeller and all he does.
Yeah. I heard from Bill, and he's down in Florida. He says, hey, Sean and Bruce, long-time listener. I go back to Sean and Frank days. My wife and I moved to Tampa from Stevensville in 2016. We left once our children grew up, went to college, and left the heavy taxes O'Malley was implementing at the time. We left behind a lot of family and friends to live in the free state of Florida. Thankfully, through modern technology, I can still listen to the show every day on my way to work in my staunch conservative EV. Yes, I am a conservative in a Tesla. Thank you, Bill. Appreciate that. Thanks for still listening and weighing in. We appreciate that. Yeah, look, there are a lot of people have made that decision already. There are others like yourself that are contemplating that decision. I'm still wrestling with mine because, you know, A, I'm still working here. B, my children and my grandchildren are still here. So it's very difficult for a lot of people, I'm sure.
Well, I said same here, but that's a presumption, isn't it? Come to think of it, that I'm still working here. Whew, I guess overstep.
Well, as long as you're connected with Chuck.
That's good.
He's got a lifelong contract.
That's right. Chuck, I love you, buddy. 823.
You ain't moving in my house, I can tell you that.
Traffic and weather on the threes. Mr. Whitaker.
I did this move 28 years ago.
You're a man ahead of your time.
The nice thing is,
he was fleeing federal charges at the time. Yeah.
And only another 3 years, I'll have all the boxes unpacked.
I have a very nice bubble around me in Brooksville. All the politicians are in my back pocket.
Oh, I see. Yeah. I'm sure that's the case.
Oh, yeah, of course. Now that I've said that, they'll be knocking at the door at 9 o'clock. Back pocket, huh? Northbound 95. Left-hand lane is blocked. Construction area. You know, they do this work. They don't work pretty much overnight. They're never here at 4:30 when I come in the morning. But at 8:30 in the morning, they're working, and they're blocking the left-hand lane on 95 North at Route 24, 76-mile marker northbound. Beltway, nothing major. JFX has been okay. They're not doing any work yet so far on 83 Southbound. They may have completed that southbound after York Road, waiting for an update from State Highway on that. In the meantime, we still don't have confirmation that they're open. So we're going to go with the fact that Baltimore Street at Guilford Avenue, they told me last night it would be closed again today through this afternoon from the situation they had over the weekend. So be prepared for downtown detours still underway through there. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your 525 Weather Authority forecast. It is going to be a warm and muggy start. Highs today, lower 90s. Potential for strong thunderstorms, some with severe gusting winds. Flash flood watch in effect. And then the weather's going to start to get better starting on Wednesday. Right now, 82 in the city, 82 in Pasadena. Let's take a phone call from Gary in Kingsville.
Morning, Gary.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
You know, you were talking about this Medicare, Medicaid scandal.
Yes.
And that the person or persons who are to blame for this are the ones who cannot understand the clear language of our Constitution. Article 1, Section 8 spells out everything that gives our government the right to tax our citizens. Spells it out in very great detail. Nothing in there says anything about these entitlement programs. They probably justified them with some perverse interpretation of the Commerce Clause, some little phrase there at the beginning of the Constitution. But there's nothing in Article 1, Section 8. So that's why you get these kind of horrible scandals and abuse of the taxpayers, because Congress does not follow the Constitution.
Yeah, well, you're right. They all need to go back to a constitutional class, number one. I think Trump talked about that for government employees.
Yeah.
I think they ought to impose it on members of Congress when they come in as freshmen, that they undergo a constitutional class and actually read it.
I recall the last time somebody tried to do that, I think they required a reading of the Constitution at the beginning of a congressional session, and they read through it like doing the warnings on a drug court.
Exactly. I don't need that go through the motion stuff. I'm talking about an actual class that they spend maybe an hour or two a day understanding the concept, read it, study it, understand it, go back to the Federalist Papers, like anybody that actually studies the Constitution would do.
Yeah. They should be held accountable is what should happen. Yeah. They should be punished.
Yeah. Gary, great call, great
Thanks,
point.
Sir,
Thanks so much.
It.
By the way, that Medicare fraud, there were members of Maryland. We did the story last hour. 324 defendants, 50 federal districts, $14.6 billion in bogus claims, 96 doctors, nurses, healthcare insiders handcuffed. Here in Maryland, there was a Chevrolet Medicaid scam down in Prince George's County. Southern Maryland, Waldorf and Clinton in PG County, there was an Aflac kickback ring. Total take was nearly $1 million siphoned from Medicaid and Aflac and counting. These were not outsiders. They weren't foreigners. They were our neighbors, our caregivers. They were Metro employees, people we all trusted that yeah. ripped us off.
Yep. And Matthew Galeotti, who's the guy who's in charge of this, says that this is big money involved here. You're not talking about somebody filling out a form saying they did overtime when they didn't. You're talking about companies or people, individuals overseas, Russia, Eastern yeah. Europe, who come in and buy companies in the healthcare field so that they can then submit false claims.
Yeah, it's just and a lot of it had to do with catheters. They weaponized catheters.
Yeah.
That's how they did it. This is a voice from the past, an old friend, Mike in Govins. Good morning.
Old friend and old adversary.
Exactly. You, Mike? Mike is a liberal, but he's one of those liberals that you just are forced to like. He's just a great guy. Mike, how you been?
Of course. Not too bad. And of course you gotta like me, otherwise we get my Jersey boys down.
Yeah.
How you been?
I'm good. And you?
Fair to middling. Process of transition right now, but you know, this too shall pass. I wanted to call from a liberal standpoint about this ripoff of our funds. This should be something that both liberals and conservatives can get together on.
Yep.
Because if, in fact, you believe that the government has a certain duty to mitigate some of the problems that the poor have that are not self-induced, okay?
Right.
I get, drug addicts and alcoholics off of that, bent where part with my liberal friends to a certain extent. But if anybody truly cares about the unfortunate, these monies are being siphoned away, according to what you're revealing, from the very poor that they're supposed to be serving. So this should be something that everybody can rally around.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. We're short on time here, but don't be a stranger. Call us back. We'd love to hear from the other side.
All right,
Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
Take care. Mike used to call us on a regular basis, so I'm glad he's back. And, you know, it's always good to have agreeable disagreements. In this particular case, I do think we agree.
Yeah.
All right. It's 8:30. Time for news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. Some downtown Baltimore roads will remain closed today as crews continue to repair the damage caused by Saturday's underground fire. City transportation officials say Guilford Avenue between Fayette and Baltimore streets expected to be closed through the afternoon and possibly into the evening. BGE has reported extensive steam damage to underground systems and an investigation is underway. Maryland State Police have arrested two suspects after a deadly June 14th shooting on I-70. Francisco Javier Sanchez Juarez and Jeffrey Jose Diaz of Howard County face charges that include first-degree murder, and they're being held without bond at the Frederick County Detention Center. Anne Arundel County Police say a 15-year-old and a 17-year-old now facing charges after a stolen car crash in Glen Burnie. Officers called to the wreck at Baltimore Annapolis Boulevard and Orchard Road just before Monday, just before midnight Monday. After a witness saw two people running from the scene, police determined the vehicle was stolen. They spotted another car leaving the area with the headlights off. As the officers approached, two people tried to run away. They were taken into custody. Police say the car they just exited had also just been stolen. Marylanders who buy cannabis from dispensaries will be paying more starting today. The state's cannabis tax increasing from 9% to 12% as part of the budget plan passed by lawmakers in Annapolis and signed by Governor Wes Moore. Man injured following a Monday night shooting in North Baltimore. Police called to the intersection of Greenmount and 33rd by 9:40 last night. They found the victim suffering from gunshot wounds. Police believe the shooting happened in the 3100 block of Old York. Victim taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Coming up at 8:32 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Coming up next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Hello, I am Italo Liberatore, owner and operator of Liberatore's Ristorante of Bel Air, inviting you to come and see us again and try some of our everyday and weekend specials made by our new chef, Cody. You love the new touch and the creation he brings to our dishes. Makes me hungry just thinking about it. See you soon. Visit us at the Liberatore's of Bel Air and online at Liberatore's.com. Liberatore's.com.
Pay a visit to Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville, and you'll find in their beautiful showroom a tremendous selection of appliances from refrigerators to outdoor kitchens and grills. And Jarvis has an extensive delivery and servicing area throughout Maryland as well as southern Pennsylvania. Remember, if it cools, freezes, washes, dries, or bakes, sizzles, or air fries, you'll find it all at Jarvis. Go to JarvisAppliance.com. It's JarvisAppliance.com. Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville.
Pick three lottery number 484, pick 4-8505. And now Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
A little slow on the Beltway on the Parkville side, still there, right around Hartford Road, and on the west side, right in that stretch between Liberty Road, I-70, and Route 40. So really nothing out of the ordinary. JFX is good from Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. Some slowing still there, but getting better. I-97 southbound at Route 32. And there had been a report there may have been a minor accident on Route 3, which would be Crane Highway at that point, near the ramp at I-97. Looks like they're still working on the wreck on Route 32 westbound at the BW Parkway. Some slowing westbound through there. And that construction area is slow in Harford County. They take away a lane northbound on 95 at Route 24. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We are weather alert today as we're tracking the potential for strong to severe thunderstorms, especially late this afternoon into the evening time. Could see some possible flash flooding as well. So make sure to stay weather aware. Temps will be in the 90s today, a little bit cooler and drier on Wednesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's cake batter. It's cookie dough. It's the new Superman Cake Batter Cookie Dough Blizzard Treat. Now at participating DQ locations for a limited time. Fly in today for this cosmic collision of flavor. And don't miss Superman, only in theaters July 11th. DQ. Happy, tastes good.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Greeven Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. With Zach Eflin on the 15-day IL now, Brandon Young will make his fourth start for the Birds tonight. Opposite Jacob deGrom, remember him from last week, as they take on the Rangers at 8:05. Young and 0-2 on the year with a 7-11 earned run average, took the loss against deGrom last week as the fireballer carried a no-hitter against the Birds into the eighth. Now, last night, Jordan Westberg missed his third straight start for Baltimore with that busted index finger. Here's Westberg before the game.
Still not 100%. I doubt it's going to be 100% for a while. But look, I told you the last time it was good enough. That's all I'm looking for right now. So
nice music behind Jordan Westberg after the game. Elsewhere in Philly last night, a Baltimore native made the catch perhaps of his career.
In the air to center field. Merrill going back towards the wall. He leaps in. Merrill makes the catch in center field. Oh, that's Jackson Merrill in a little Merrill madness.
A little Merrill madness, courtesy of Padres TV. Call on Sportsnet. The pride of Severna Park, Jackson Merrill, robbing Max Kepler of a home run. Phillies win it, though, 4-0. College athletics are amateur no more as schools begin paying their players directly today. The athletes are now employees of their school. Taxes will be taken out. The money is separate and apart from NIL money that an athlete can earn as well. A blockbuster trade in the NFL yesterday involving multiple All-Pros. The Dolphins sending All-Pro cornerback Jalen Ramsey and tight end Jonnu Smith to the Steelers in exchange for All-Pro safety Minkah Fitzpatrick and a draft pick swap. The logic behind the deal for Pittsburgh is they need three cornerbacks now with Joey Porter, Darius Slay, and the newly acquired Ramsey to match up with the three receivers from the Ravens in the AFC North. Another Terp has signed a free agent contract in the NBA. Three-point specialist Shelton Miguel has signed with the Jazz. Miguel led the Terps last year in double-figure scoring games, 1,608 points in his college career. And finally, tonight could be the night for Dodgers left-hander Clayton Kershaw on the cusp of Major League history. Kershaw with 2,997 strikeouts in his Major League career, and he is looking for strikeout number 300, accomplished only by 20 pitchers in Major League baseball history. The time now is 8:37. You talk about NIL in high school sports.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greeben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greeben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greeben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
So that's a good question. 3,000 strikeouts or 3,000 hits?
Yeah, I was asking which is more rare, and you thought it was pitchers.
It is. Okay. Pitchers, 20, so he could become the 21st, which right. He will be barring injury. 33 batters have joined the 3,000 hit club.
So I would thought it was a little bit more than that.
33 okay. batters. Of course, Pete Rose, number one.
Right.
And then Ty Cobb, number two. NIL for high school. I know Texter Marty was talking about that. You had opined on that. 40 of the 50 states have NIL rules for high school.
Kidding.
In other words, you are allowed to have an NIL deal. 10 states do not. Maryland does.
Mm-hmm.
Ironically, Texas, which is the king of high school football,
right. Yeah.
Does not.
Yeah.
They do not allow high school players to have NIL deals.
Because it would be off the charts if it was in Texas.
Oh, my goodness. Can you imagine?
Because it's a religion there.
Absolutely.
I've never seen
Friday Night Lights
was a great. Apparently, according to Marty, Alexis Ewing, Patrick Ewing's daughter, and Kiyomi McMiller are also the first to sign NIL agreements in the state of Maryland.
Oh, really?
Yes.
What sport? Basketball?
I'm assuming.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I'm not sure.
You know, Texter Marty is something else.
Yeah.
He's like part of the show.
Yes.
Basically.
He's part of the I-team. When we refer to the I-team, he's part of the I-team.
Am I part of the I-team?
You are.
You're the leader of the I-team.
And wait.
There's no I-in-team, is there?
It was so great to hear from your high school, by the way.
Oh, from my high school?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Sean. Go ahead. Because I was a pretty good player, by the way.
In what sport?
Just FYI. What?
Well, they...
In what sport?
Wait, what's that?
In what sport?
I can't hear you.
In what sport?
What?
Okay,
hello?
Yeah, got it.
No, they didn't pay me not to play, Sean. Okay. I was a shortstop and a running back.
Okay.
All right. Yeah.
Goodbye.
Short back. So tennis then was your sport.
Thanks, Gary.
You're welcome.
8:39, you're on the morning drive with Casey and Elliot.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Well, I'll tell you, it has been a weird period with the debate continuing as to what's going to be happening with the big, beautiful bill. And now, what's happening as well with immigration, Caroline Leavitt faced a question from Mary Olihan. Yesterday, she's with the Daily Signal. Here's the question and the answer, something you may not be aware of.
I just watched a CNN segment on a new app called ICE Block, and it kind of appeared to be promoting this app where you can tell people where ICE agents are. Given the recent rise...
An app that tells people where ICE agents are?
Yes. And given the rise, I believe, 500% increase in assaults on ICE agents, I wanted to see if you could comment on that and why CNN would be promoting such an app.
Well, it's a very good question. I'll have to go back and watch the clip myself, but surely it sounds like this would be an incitement of further violence against our ICE officers. There's been a 500% increase in violence against ICE agents, law enforcement officers across the country who are just simply trying to do their jobs.
So here's a question for you. Why would that this thing that CNN is talking about, an app where illegals basically can find out where ICE is so they can avoid them, why is that not being an accessory before the fact?
Yeah, it should be. It should be treated as such. You're aiding and abetting the act of illegal immigration.
Behavior.
Indeed. This is being CNN promoting early warning system for cell phone users. Tom Holman is obviously,
yes.
He thinks that should be prosecuted. Kristi Noem said, this sure looks like obstruction of justice. And so they've apparently referred this app over to Pam Bondi at Justice.
Yeah. Leavitt says, even the most conservative reading of this, I mean, the most cautious reading, it's, quote, unacceptable behavior.
Certainly it's unacceptable that a major network would promote such an app that is encouraging violence against law enforcement officers who are trying to keep our country safe.
Yeah, it's completely unacceptable behavior. Now, this is kind of charming, folks. It turns out that there's one member of Congress who's kind of this wild-eyed lefty who says some of the most outrageous things and insults people with some delight, you know, picking on Governor Abbott for being a Hot Wheels governor and so forth. She has strong feelings about hating people.
Ho! Jasmine Crockett, queen of the liberal tears. Jasmine Crockett, queen of the liberal tears.
One thing we're told is you're not supposed to hate anybody, and Jasmine Crockett agrees with that, except she doesn't.
The people have spoken. It's just like, I hate the fact that Donald Trump became president.
I hate the fact that Donald Trump became president.
10 seconds later.
And so I just think it's wrong. I think it's wrong on all sides. I don't appreciate hate on anybody.
I don't appreciate hate on anybody.
I hate the fact that Donald Trump became president. Lord knows, do y'all see, like, I am still in mourning, right? Like, because this country would not be turned upside down if people had done right.
If people had done right.
But at the end of the day, people voted for him. Whether it was an informed decision or not.
Whether it was an informed decision or not.
They voted for him.
Let it go. Let it go.
Really, informed decision or not. In other words, if you voted for him, you're a dope. No, we're not, darling. We just voted for the guy.
I would like to propose for the Department of Juvenile Services here in Maryland that for some of these miscreants, these juvenile thugs,
yes,
that find themselves on the other side of the law, that as part of their punishment, they sit down and have to listen to like 6 hours of Jazzy Crockett.
Ooh.
Okay, nonstop for 6 hours.
You know, until this moment, Chuck, I never realized how mean this guy is.
No?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
She sounds like one of the chipmunks.
Which one?
Alvin.
843.
Alvin. Okay.
843, traffic over there on the threes. Chuck?
Looking at the interchange here, Route 32 and the parkway, really slow. So it's also affecting the ramp from the parkway trying to get onto Route 32 westbound. Pretty good size backup through there. Several vehicles were involved. It's just a little bit out of camera range, so we don't see it, but we definitely see the impact. There's a lot of leftover heavy traffic in that area as you're trying to go west on Route 32. Some slowing on the Beltway, but nothing major. JFX are okay. Some backing, but it looks like it was getting better at last check for the ride going into both the harbor tunnels. But there's always a chance on 895 southbound could be slow anywhere after the O'Donnell Street ramp. So again, be prepared for that. But at least in the last couple of minutes, it was getting better on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, as you well know, warm and muggy, another sticky, humid day today, highs lower 90s, and that's going to lead to potential thunderstorm activity, some severe, gusty winds, damaging winds, flash flood watch in effect today into this evening, and better weather tomorrow. Independence Day weekend looking much better. Right now it's 83 in the city, 82 in Parkville, and time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby, cause like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby, give it to me, give it to me.
Yes, we have good news coming for you. Right now, Sean is in the process of delivering that good news to Kristen so that we may all share it with you. All of a sudden, I'm in the studio and he says, go ahead and stretch. What do you mean, go ahead and stretch? I'm not Chuck Whitaker. I don't stretch. I don't bend. I don't fold. I do mutilate from time to time, though.
Good job.
Thanks so much.
I knew I forgot something.
Yes.
Folks, it's live radio. This can get ugly sometimes. What can I say? But you'll enjoy, because this story is just one that really warms the heart. So there was a little girl. She was on a Disney cruise ship. On Sunday, she fell overboard. And what could have turned out to have been a tragic ending, mm-hmm. the drowning of a child on the cruise of her life, her father immediately jumped in after her.
Yeah, it's an amazing story.
He apparently had to tread water for 20 minutes while holding on to her before a lifeboat showed up. Here are witnesses talking about what happened.
He couldn't get to the life preserver because he's holding on to his daughter. The ship was moving so quickly, it's crazy how quickly the people became tiny dots in the sea and you lost sight of them.
It looks like there was the mother because they were escorting her across the deck. They blocked off the deck and I just saw her crying and I just felt for her at that moment and I just started praying.
That was a very heroic thing that he did.
Everyone was cheering on the ship and the quick response of Disney made a big difference.
So it's just an amazing, incredible ending, but it just leads to so many questions. First, the bravery of the father that just jumps in without even thinking. He could have died as well.
Sure.
So, but then he has to tread water for 20 minutes. And so what took 20 minutes? I mean,
well, the ship's in motion.
The ship is in motion. I understand that. So
probably going 30 knots if they're out at sea, 30 to 40 knots. That's a little
you had to notify somebody there. And I'm sure there were witnesses that saw it, and they notified somebody, and it took that long to turn the ship. And they had to launch a lifeboat, a little, you know, one of those little rafts out there to rescue them. But it just that's just an amazing story.
It really is
with a great ending. Talking about the big beautiful bill, which should get voted on today, the Senate yesterday rejected a measure to kick illegals off Medicaid. And the reason why they needed 60 votes is because that Senate parliamentarian, a Democrat, struck down, said the provision, she invoked what's called the Byrd Rule. Why do we still have a Byrd Rule while we're in charge? What the hell's wrong with John Thune and the Republicans? The first thing I would have done, and you know, when you get control of the chamber, is go through every stinking rule that Harry Byrd put in place and get rid of it.
Yeah.
Okay? But no, he comes back to haunt us even in death. So Susan Collins voted with the Democrats on this thing. You know, and it's just amazing that they believe that the taxpayers of the United States should be on the hook for the health care of illegal aliens.
There's something else as well that I observe, and that is, you mean to tell me that the entire Democrat caucus, there weren't seven individuals? There were 53 Republicans. Well, count the Collins, it would be eight individuals on the Democrat side who think that, no, having illegals on Medicaid is a bad idea.
Well, there must have been, there must have been four. I don't have the roll call in front of me, but let's assume Collins was the only one, which is always a dangerous thing with rhinos in the Senate, that would be 52 Republicans and 56 voted against it. So perhaps four Democrats did cross the aisle, but still, four. I mean, so you have... You have 43 Democrats who thought it's a good idea to use taxpayer dollars to pay for health care for illegal aliens.
My bet is those same individuals will line up and vote against any proposal to have people who are able-bodied be required to work in order to receive Medicaid. Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying that we shouldn't provide health care. Don't get me wrong. We are a very compassionate nation. If somebody is in this country and needs immediate, urgent health care, they should get it, and we'll sort out who pays for it later. But the fact of the matter is, we've had politicians tell us that illegal aliens don't get Medicaid. Wrong.
Wrong, they do.
They do. They get it in California because they passed a law there. It's legal in California. And it's not in most of the country. That's just amazing. It really is. But we'll see. All right, back with your calls and comments here in just a second. We've got more teens being arrested for armed carjackings. I did want to share with you, it's a brand new month. That means you can celebrate your freedom this independence. I think we should call this American Pride Month. You know, we had Pride Month last in June. Mm-hmm. This should be American Pride Month since it's Independence Day. 249th birthday of the United States coming up on Friday. Do something good for your health with Rescue Natural Supplements Independence Day sale going on right now. Save 45% on four more of their specially formulated supplements with the code FREEDOM. All right? Mix and match single bottles to support a healthy heart, immunity, energy levels, or simply your nutrient intake. Rescue has you covered with proven natural solutions that you'll feel your best every day. And to take advantage of their Star Spangled deal, call 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Speak to a friendly, knowledgeable Rescue consultant or shop online at res-q.com. That's res-q.com. The Rescue Independence Day sale ends Sunday, July the 6th, so don't miss out. Remember, shop res-q.com. Use the code FREEDOM to save 45% on four more of your favorite Rescue natural supplements, and that's four more single bottles. It's 8:51. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at renovation.realestate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey guys, it's Carson. Tuesday on the show, Minnesota governor and failed VP candidate Tim Walz visited China 30 times and loved the CCP so much he may have shared classified documents with them. Joe Biden, in the meantime, just left the garage unlocked. Noon to 3 on WCBM.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's 8:53 once again. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
It looks like the wreck at Route 32 westbound at the BW Parkway may have cleared. See, the pace now is improving, and there was some backing on the ramp from the parkway onto Route 32. That's also gone now. So it looks like we're improving now for that section in Anne Arundel County. 95, top of the hill near the Keith Avenue ramp. There was some late slowing right in that area on 95. All four lanes are open at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, and then going down and cruising cruising through the interchange there at 95 Russell Street, 395 at Camden Yards. All the lanes are open. 895 had been just a little bit slow, a speed reduction after the O'Donnell Street ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
New Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Warm and muggy start again. Highs in the lower 90s. Maybe another strong, severe thunderstorm. That one was pretty severe yesterday. It was a tornado warning was in effect. So this one will bring some damaging wind gusts possible. Flood watch as well. But hang in there. It's going to be an absolutely gorgeous Independence Day weekend. And
see the smile.
She's
all right.
Yeah, she walked in with a smile. Yep. Okay, that tells you everything you need to know. 82 Middle River, 82 in Arnold. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, guys. Morning. You will not believe this. My air conditioning broke yesterday.
Oh, no.
I don't believe that.
Yes. Oh, gosh, poor Olivia. She was like, we have to use the window unit. We have to use a fan.
First world problem here. Yeah. Really?
I was like, you know what? This is a great lesson for you, actually.
Yeah.
I love that this happened now. No, it was brutally hot. But I did hear a lot of people lost power last night. So hopefully people's power will be restored. Because I know I was dying. And it was a one-night situation. But
well,
it was
at least
so
you have a window unit.
Yes, yeah. Yes. No, so. I do. Thank goodness. So we made it through the night. But boy, was it hot. We got so much to talk about today. Did you see where Elon Musk is calling for the America Party?
Yep.
I actually commented on this post. I'm like, why do you want to divide us like this? Yeah. You know, it's just, I don't see how we win in something like this.
You know, he's a genius. He is an innovative genius.
Yeah.
But sometimes people that are that smart have no common sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think that what happens here is this is a reconciliation bill.
Right.
There's only so many things that you can put in it. And you can address as far as spending
with the 51-49 margin. That's
exactly
the key.
Right. Because right. Otherwise, if you put in another bill, you got to go to 60.
Yeah.
So what you do is get this bill passed, and then under regular order, you know, with single subject mm-hmm. bills down the road, you can begin trimming all the other stuff that you've spent way too much money. But apparently, no one's ever explained that to him.
Right. And Marjorie Taylor Greene, I think she talked about this 2 weeks ago. She even said that she's going to get on top of the Doge cut. She's like, let's get this done and out of the way, and then let's get down to business.
Well, you saw Trump's response, didn't you?
Oh, you know what? I did not see that.
Yeah, he said maybe it's time we Doge Elon and see how many government subsidies he's been getting for his companies.
Yeah, you know what? I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised at all. We got lots to talk about today. I'm sure you guys saw, well, maybe you didn't see it, where Candace Owens said that President Trump called her personally and told her to stop talking about Brigitte Macron and the Russian-Ukraine war depends on it. Did you guys see this video?
No, I did not.
It is trending on X. Everybody says she's officially lost every marble she's ever had.
I've been locked out of X for the last week because I was a naughty boy.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Sean. What? Yeah. It's hard to get locked out of X these days.
I commented that there was a story that Libs of TikTok did on somebody in high school, pervert, was sharing pictures of adults raping infants.
Oh, my gosh.
And I said that they should be executed.
Yeah.
And because I used a violent term.
Are you kidding?
I'm out for 1 week. I'm back tomorrow, though.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Next time, just say wood chipper. Because that one doesn't
I'll
get
take
blacked.
It from the social media guru over there.
Remember
that
Fargo?
Yeah, so we're going to talk about that. Obviously, the mega bill, the updates with the Idaho sniper, and so much more.
Okay.
20-year-old wannabe fireman, too short. Oh, my rational response to that is, I'll kill people.
Yeah.
His grandfather says he's something must have just snapped, and he had a shotgun, apparently, not a scope with a rifle. So just, you know, but again, you don't know. I want to know what kind of drugs, if any, he was on.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
You know.
Hopefully this investigation continues. Yeah. Just doesn't
very,
make
very
sense.
Sad. Thanks, Kim.
Thank you.
Stay tuned for Kim coming up next. Let's get a call here from Jeff in Pasadena.
Morning, Jeff.
Good morning, guys. I want to give a shout-out to Barbara and Beverly. Real quick, past couple days, has Gary mentioned the passing of Dave Parker of
yes.
the Pittsburgh Pirates?
Yes, he did yesterday morning.
Okay, I must have missed it. That guy had a rocket of an arm.
Remember the play he threw out the guy at home plate from right field in the All-Star game?
Deep right.
Yep. Yeah, I don't know if that was 77 or 70.
Yeah, that was just, I still marvel at the cannon.
They'll be showing highlights of that. 20 years.
They will. Jeff, thanks so much for that. Appreciate it. Another Jeff gets the last word of the day. Jeff in Baltimore.
Yes, good morning. Thank you. I just heard you mention the Byrd rule.
Yeah.
And I've called about Social Security because the promise that was made before the president was elected about you will not have taxes taken out of Social Security. Well, that's not going to happen because that Byrd rule, spelled B-Y-R-D, however it's worded, says you cannot mess with the taxes unless a big change is made.
You can't mess Social
that's
Security.
Not happening either.
Right. You can't touch it, period, in a reconciliation bill. But what we are getting as seniors are a $4,000 tax credit on Social Security. And I suspect that the president will deliver on the rest of his promise in a future bill. But you're right. The Byrd rule does prevent that. Jeff, thanks so much for the call. Appreciate that. I would have also gotten rid of that parliamentarian who is a lifelong Democrat.
Yeah.
Republicans sometimes are just, they're terminally stupid. I just don't, especially the leadership. And now the House Freedom Caucus and Speaker Johnson, his gavel's in jeopardy because he gave that blood oath of having spending cuts. So we'll see what happens. Stay tuned for Kim. We're back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Until then, God bless our troops. God bless America.
See you in the morning.
This is the right choice for Maryland.